Blog Talk Radio.
Talking about something I posted in a video. Is it worth a meeting? Would you even get offended? Or is it just because I'm black and heavy? Y'all don't hear me though. I've been the same since I've been driving slow on internet. Call up anybody I know and they will tell you that fame is pretty new, but I've been used to people judging me. That's why I move the way I move and why I'm so in love with me. I'm used to feeling
what you do. Don't know if I need to reassure you, my life will be purposeless without you. If I want it, when I ask you, you inspire me to be better. You challenge me for the better. Sit back and let me pour out my love letter. Let me help you take off your shoes, untie your shoestring, take off your cuff links. Don't you wanna eat food? Let me feed you. Let me run your bath water, whatever you desire. I'll fly ya. Brush your hand, help you put your durag on. Wanna put her up, yeah. Want a manicure. Baby, I'm yours, I wanna cater to you, boy. Let me cater to you, cause baby, this is your day. Do anything for my man, baby, you blow me away. I've got your slippers, your dinner, your dessert, and so much more. Anything you want, let me cater to you. Inspire me from the heart, ain't nothing fair as a part. Making sure that I'm doing my part. Boy, is there something you need to do? If you want it, say the word. not fulfilling. Another woman is willing. I'm gonna fulfill you, my body and spirit. I promise ya. I keep myself up. Remain the same shit you fell in love with. I keep the size. I keep my figure right. I'll keep my hair fixed. Rocking the hottest outfit. When you come home, they tell me on my shoulder, I will over.
Good evening. I had my mic mute. As always, how's everybody doing tonight? Welcome to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean podcast. It's Friday, September 1st, 2023. It's Virgo season. What more can I say? My birthday is in exactly 16 days. Who has been, I can't believe the age I'm about to be. It was a long time ago that I would never make it to this age, but thank God and the powers that be. We got a good show tonight. It's different, but it's going to be a good show. Last week's show was, one of my greatest shows to date. And I'm hoping that the call last weekend, I'm hoping that they call back, because I don't know how many of you was listening last week, but we had the couple, the guy with the prostate cancer, and he was in a 20-year relationship, and they was having all kind of problems. He had cheated, I think, 15 years ago, and she can't get over it. And then she had called him on the phone 3 weeks ago with the same person he cheated on her with 15 years ago. I had to actually listen to the show again because I missed so much of it. Like, I didn't even hear her say that her boyfriend and his side chick or mistress had put so much stress on her that she had a miscarriage. I didn't even hear that. Like, but I'm expecting him to call back in tonight. And because I don't really know. I don't think she's been talking to him since last week. And I'm going to try to get him on it. I'm going to try to make a call to her, see if we can't rectify the problem. Because I definitely don't want my show to be the cause of somebody break up or anything like that. And it's not from full of ratings or views or calls, and I mean that sincerely from my heart. Today, I don't know how many of you caught my sister podcast yesterday. It was really good too. She had a very good show about ladies loving themselves, and with the participation from the listeners. Me, Shadi, I can't really remember. Oh, my niece, a couple of people called him, but she really has a good show on Thursday. So, and you can go back and listen to it. But tonight's show, I got a guest coming out. I don't know if it's a guest or just somebody want to come on and talk. Or we're going to see. She's going to call in about 8:15, and we're going to see. But before she calls in, I just wanted to talk about a little something. I don't really like giving a big intro because the phones are still kind of light. Usually by now I have so many people in the queue. But the phone call, I guess more people on the link tonight than on the phone calls. I can't believe how many people actually afraid to come on my show or afraid to call in. I really can't. I mean, we don't bite here. It's all just adult conversation. Adult good conversation. So anyway, let me see. I want to talk about a couple of things with the – we got 3 minutes before my guest calls in. So I wanted to tap on a couple of things, talk about a couple of things. I was talking to a young lady a couple of days ago. Well, not a couple of days ago. Actually, last night. And everybody familiar – with my past occupation. And wait, let me see, my call is trying to call. One second, everybody. I think she's about to call in. Or either having trouble calling. Give me 1 second. Call her. She having trouble calling it. They got to fix this problem with this. They got to fix this problem with these certain people that can't call in. Like, this is really a problem. And they charging certain people one penny a minute, which is really nothing. One penny a minute is nothing. But let's see if we get. Well, anyway, back to my story. So I'm talking. Everybody know my past occupation. I had a lot of occupations, but I guess the one that that people most know about is 1 second. I need a personal assistant to help me with all this stuff. $309,676. Okay, I got it. So I spoke to a female about last night, and she used to work for me. And like I said before, everybody know my past profession. Some people might call a promoter of exotic dancing. Some people might say I was a procurer. Some people might call it a pimp, a philanderer, gigolo, whatever you want to call it. That's what you call it. And we was talking, and talking about something from the 90s. And she asked me. She asked me, did I remember calling my guest?
Hello.
And, okay, one second, bro.
Okay.
All right. That's my guest, everybody. Sexy voice. Okay, so she was asking me, did I remember something from the 90s? She was scheduled, I guess, to go out on a date. I guess you could call me the Black Hugh Hefner. So anyway, she was supposed to go on a date with a wealthy white gentleman, and he was going to pay a lot of money for this date. Some kind of way, me and her start arguing, or something happened with her and the other girls, or me. I don't know. And she told me that I was choking her. Like, now I don't really remember that, because it's so many years, or maybe I blocked stuff like that out my mind. And so I asked her. I said, "Well, like, what happened?" And then she said that. She said she went. She went out on a date, and then she came back. And then I said, well, if you went out on a date with somebody, and I can't remember what she said. She was paid $600, $700, $700, whatever. I was like, well, why did you come back? And she said she came back because she loved me, kind of. I was kind of taken back, because everybody know how much we talk about love on this show. And everybody know I call myself Mr. F-Love. And I started thinking, everybody has their own perception of love. Maybe, even me, maybe love has been in my face for years, and maybe I just didn't know it. Maybe I couldn't see it, or maybe I couldn't understand it. Maybe if you're not ready to give love, then you're not ready to receive love. And then you got to think about it. Love for different people is different things. I was talking to Dre before the show, and we often talk about, he often talk about wanting love. And I said, you know what, Dre? Maybe love is right in your face. Maybe the love that you're looking for is right there, but it's not the love that you want. It's not the love that you're ready to receive. I think that all my life, I had the wrong definition of love. I think that I thought love was power. I thought that love was control. I thought that love was money. But maybe I was all wrong about it. And maybe I'm still wrong about it. I mean, is love real? I don't know. I just, that conversation just threw me for a loop because, first of all, I can't even remember days like that or nothing like that. I was in that lifestyle for like on and off for 20 years. And I have changed so much. I have grown so much, and I'm so beyond that life that I can't even remember it. It was so long ago. And I write books about it. I write movies about it. And now I'm on a podcast, which I don't really talk about it too much. Every now and then when I get the feeling. But I heard something recently about leaving legacies and what you leave for people. And I heard something that stuck with me, and it changed my way of thinking. Like, from now on, I don't want to leave somebody money when I die. I'm not concerned about leaving a legacy. I'm not worried about what I leave for somebody. From now on, I'm worried about what I leave in somebody. I want to leave motivation, good character, integrity, strength, the power to get knocked down and get back up and keep going. That's what I want to do. That's what I want to leave inside of people instead of leaving something for people. But anyway, everybody know I always go on a rant in the beginning of my show. Let's get ready to start this show. I got a guest coming out here, and it just happened yesterday by fly by night, and I want to commend her for coming out here, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about her, but first let me bring her in. I don't want to keep her on hold too long. Hello.
Hey, Deshaun, how are you?
Hey, what's up? How do I say your name, Ray?
Ray, it's your girl, Ray Monroe.
Do I call you Miss Monroe or Ray?
Nah, Ray is fine. You don't have to be Ray so formal. You don't have to be
okay.
So formal.
Everybody, let me give you a well-deserved introduction. Ray, Miss Monroe, or Ray, however you want to call her. She told me to call her Ray. She used to be my boss. My supervisor, my boss, at a job I had.
Mm-hmm.
She's an African American woman. You could just look at her and you could see and feel her intelligence. Let's not even talk about the pretty face that goes along with it.
Thank you.
And a pretty smile. But we were always cool. She was my boss. And from what I just was talking about, could you imagine that? I went from that, from my other lifestyle, to having a woman be my boss. That's a little strange, right?
Isn't it ironic how the tables turn?
I just thought about that when I was saying it. I'm like, wow, right. Okay. Yeah, the tables turn. Karma, that's karma. But anyway, me and Ray, we stayed cool like from social media, internet. Well, I say hi sometimes. She say hi sometimes. And what year was that? When was that? That was a while ago, right?
That was back in, like, I think we, it was back in, like, 2017. So I think it was, like 6 years ago.
Okay, yeah. 6 years ago. Because I stopped with my street activities in 2008. So 2017. But you was you aware of my past life?
I actually, so like before I jump into that or whatever, like, good night to everybody. Thank you for having me on your podcast.
Yes.
I do want to say that, you know, I have been invited before to, like, call in, to listen in. you know, life gets in the way, and this is actually not only my first time listening, but my first time calling in. So I appreciate you for, like, always, like, reaching out and extending the offer to me.
You're welcome.
So Jayshawn and I crossed paths, you know, through work about 6 years ago in Jersey. I'm from Brooklyn, New York. I still live in Brooklyn, you know, a Brooklyn girl all day. At the time, I was running a program in Jersey, in Patterson. And did I know about your previous life? I actually did. I didn't know, like, you know, the organization that we were dealing with, which will remain nameless.
You so professional. I was like, I hope she don't say the name and all that. Get
nah,
into
nah,
it.
I know better than that. But let me ask you before I continue: is, like, this podcast like censored? Can you?
No, we unfiltered here. We can
use profanity. Okay, like, I didn't know. Like, I know on some platforms they have some rules where you can't cuss and stuff like that. So,
No. We do what we want here.
Okay, cool. So, like, the organization that we were dealing with, they're a little bit messy. So I knew, but I didn't know at first. So, like, when we were first, like, put together to work with each other, you know, after the first, like, couple of events that we did, my supervisor, who was above me, you know, he checked in, he asked, so how did it go? You know, with the first two events. So I was like, oh, you know, it went good. He's super professional, like, always on time, yada, yada, yada. You know, great personality. Like, he's mad cool to talk to. You know, I remember, like, getting bored sometimes in my events and, like, ducking out and kind of kicking it on the sidelines with you, you know, politicking with you and stuff. So
yeah.
I was like, you know, mad cool. So he was like, oh, okay, like, he seemed surprised that, you know, I said that you were mad cool, not because he didn't think you were cool, but he was just like, oh, okay. So I was like, you know, I questioned him. I was like, why that look? He's like, no, like, you know, he's a good person. He's a good dude. That's why we continue to, like, refer him and work with him. But he has interesting past. That's one of the words that he used. I was like, okay. Interesting, how so? Because I know, like, you know, the place that, you know, I'm referring to, like, helped people from different walks of life in the community. So I'm thinking, like, maybe, you know, he been locked up before or something like that. He was like, nah, it's a little bit more colorful than that. So he actually informed me that you are an author. And oh, like, so me still naive, I don't know what he getting at. I'm like, oh, that's dope. Like, you know, we need more black authors, yada, yada, yada. He's like, yeah. Like, he's dragging it now. So I'm just like, in a professional way, I'm just like spit it out already. But he was like, yeah, he used to be, like, his book, like, The Patterson Pimp. I was like, get the fuck out of here. Hey. And it was so surprising to me because, like, honestly, like, you're the first person that I had, like, first, like, I guess, real pimp that I've encountered or whatever. You know, usually, like, you see those people on TV or you hear stories about them or see them in movies. But I have never, like, not for nothing, I've never met a pimp before in real life, you know?
Right.
So, you know, what was surprising to me was that a lot of times when you see those images on, like, on any kind of media, it's like a negative. Y'all putting, like, a negative, like you know, you imagine, like, you beating the shit out of women and, you know,
right,
dragging them and just being super disrespectful. And a lot of the images that you portray, like, even if you're not in the profession anymore, like, you speak very disrespectful to women. You don't have no respect for women. And the fact
right.
that you were super respectful, like, I feel like you were misogynistic at all. Like, you treated me, like, always with the utmost respect. You ain't come to me with no kind of slick, kind of, like, you know, lingo, like, you know, trying to recruit me type shit. Like,
I was surprised. Yeah, I was definitely
surprised. What's your sign? My sign is Aries, fire sign.
Okay, no, because we had clicked so fast,
right?
You know, and I remember when we used to go to different events, and I remember when you used to dip out and come
right.
and sit with me,
yeah.
and we would just talk, you know, I mean, we just would talk, you know, that's all.
Right.
And I might have liked you, and you might have liked me, but we didn't push it.
You could let me know, you could flirt a little something. Like, you know, and it's funny, because even with the flirtation, like, I never, even after knowing, like, what your former life was, like, you never made me feel uncomfortable. Like, I've had, like, men, like, flirt with me before or come on to me, so to speak, before, and it just made me feel, I don't even know how to explain it. It just didn't make me feel good, you know?
Yeah.
And it didn't make me feel uncomfortable. It's almost like you knew, like, you would go up to the line, but you would never cross it. You know what I mean?
Right. See, and let me tell you, what year was that again?
2017.
So the beginning or the end?
I started there like the end of 2017, and then like I worked there all throughout 2018. So it might have been somewhere in 2018.
Okay. So see, I don't even think me and my wife was broke up by then, because she left me in September 2000.
We had conversations
about that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Sure did.
You remember?
I don't remember. Honestly, I ain't going to even hold you. I don't even remember all the details to the conversations. But, like, that's one thing about you that made me super comfortable, because it's like, it's almost like we just met. But, like, when we used to kick it and politics with each other, it was like we knew each other for mad long, you know? Like,
right.
It's funny that your podcast is called Keeping It Real with Deshaun, because, like, you definitely keep it real. Like one thing about, and I fucks with people like that. Like, one thing about you, I met you, like, you are exact, like, what you see is what you get. Like, I didn't feel like you was pretending,
right.
you was faking, or nothing like that. And, like, when we had conversation, you talked the real shit. And it's like, either, like, listen, this is what it is. Either you want to set me for what it is, or, like, you don't have to, you know? So, I know everything. Mm-hmm.
But, look, you know, you sound like a Brooklyn female. Because if everybody would see you, they would say it kind of don't match the way you talk. Like, when people see you, you look like what's the word for that? A business executive.
Real professional.
real professional. But when you talk, you so down to earth. And mm-hmm. I always found that so cool about you.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I
but
think
anyway.
That part about me, like, is, like, what made it easy for me to do the type of work that I was doing back then, because I treated everybody the same. You feel me? I don't care what was going on in your life. You know, people are people. I see them, I meet them where they at, you know, and not for nothing. Like, I grew up in the hood, you know, so I have a good mixture of, like, I could be professional and also, like, you know, I can be with my people when I need to be with my people. And I still never forget where I came from. You understand what I'm saying? So
That's a good asset to have.
Yeah.
But let's stop flirting with each other and start the show. All right.
Right. Going down memory lane.
Yeah. So you from Brooklyn? Mm-hmm. And how old are you?
I'm 38.
38. Wow, you look young. I'm not lying. I'm not just saying that. You 38. You are you single? Are you married? What's going on?
It's complicated.
It's
complicated, but this is keeping it real with this song, right? So I'm gonna keep it real.
I hate when women say it's complicated. Wait, hold up. When a woman say it's complicated, that's almost like when a woman tell you it's not you, it's me.
Oh my God. You're right. I'm just poking fun, but I can explain. Like, this is keeping it real with Jayshawn, so I'm gonna keep it real.
Yeah,
so
go ahead.
Technically, I'm in a relationship. Why I say it's complicated and is because, to be honest with you, and this is probably where I would want your, you know, feedback and just other men's perspective as well. I kind of feel like I'm at a point where, like, we've only been together a year. We just made a year, matter of fact. And I think that I know that I need to end this relationship. I felt like this probably for the last couple months. But honestly, the way that this dating world is set up out there, not for nothing, I'm at a point in my life, like, I'm just trying to decide, do I just, like, you know, do I take a chance and put myself out there again and deal with all the bullshit that comes with dating? And to be honest, I ain't going to lie. Maybe it's me being lazy in a way. Like, I don't want to do the work. I don't feel like, you know, getting to know somebody all over again. Oh, where are you from? What do you like? What do you like to do in your free time? And all that other bullshit that comes along when you first, you know, meet somebody. So I'm at a point where, like, I feel like, should I just deal with the devil that I know and try to see if I can, like, find a way to be okay with the shit that I don't like about this relationship? Or should I, like, cut my losses? Because I know long-term, because I've been there before when I've wasted a lot of time, I know long-term it's not going to work. And should I just have the courage to just walk away now? So that's where I'm at with it.
Wow, you said a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You've been with the gentleman for a year.
Yes.
And we all heard how you feel about the relationship, but how do you think he feels? Do you think he feels just like you?
No, because he proposed to me. So I know he don't feel just like me because he wants to get married. And if it was up to him, we would be married already.
What's his nationality?
Well, he was born in America, but his background, he's Haitian. Parents are Haitian.
And you're
but
Jamaican.
I'm Jamaican and Cuban, yeah.
Jamaican and Cuban. That's why you got that beautiful complexion. But anyway, he's Haitian.
Yeah, he's Haitian. He was, like, born in, like raised in Miami. And born in Chicago.
Miami Haitian.
Yes.
And born in Chicago.
Yeah.
You might have a mixture of Al Pacino, Bumpy Johnson.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm just playing. Is he a good dude? I mean, you know, a hard-working man.
Define
the dude
for me.
A good dude is a guy that work every day. Don't run the streets. Treat you like a queen. Plan the future with you.
Well,
just a person that you don't got to worry about.
I don't know. I don't know how to answer that. I would say because based on your definition, he checks some of those boxes, but not all of them. So I will say he don't really like – one thing I really like about him, he don't really like run the streets. And I've gone from, well, two relationships prior to him. I was with someone for 4 years who, like, it could be a Tuesday night. They could find a party, a event, or something to go to any day of the week. And they love to be out on a scene and stuff like that. And that's something that in that situation that I didn't enjoy. So, like, how often
you must have said you must have said something that hit a nerve, because as soon as you said start talking, a bunch of people trying to come out here live. So maybe they
really?
Press if you press one. Then you go live. Maybe that's because you said you've been with. I don't know. I'm not gonna speak for people. Anyway, everybody that's on the line is pressing one. Just please bear with me for a minute. Bear with me for a minute. We're gonna bring all the callers in. We have
I need y'all advice. Help me, girl out. So yeah, like he checks some of those boxes, but as far as your question. Is he a good dude? Like, he don't really, like, he's not a street dude. And it's crazy because coming from Miami and how he grew up, according to him, and I say according to him because this is another thing, and ladies, if you're listening, it's so important that when you're dating somebody, you get to know the people in their life because, and I'm not saying you have to be super close with them, but if you don't get to meet or, like, know anyone in their life, like, all you have is to take his word for everything he tell you. You just have to just trust what he say, but you have no way of verifying shit if you don't know anybody in his life. So according to him, like, he used to be kind of in, like, the street life in Miami. You know that the Haitians had that, what's that shit called? Like, Zoe Nation and all that other crap. But he don't live
Chi-Chi
that type of life anymore.
Chi-Chi, get the yayo.
Really, right? But he don't live that type of life no more. He seen, like, listen, like, what I can't, he got the gift of gab, boy. He could talk a good one. He seems super ambitious, he's pretty smart. He knows what he want, but, like, it's like the action behind it. I'm not seeing it. So,
Where did you meet him at?
We met on a dating app.
Oh, my God.
We met, what's the app called? We met on Bumble. And do you know about Bumble?
Bumble.
Like, how it's different? Yeah, all right.
No,
so Bumble's a little different than the other apps.
I've been on POF.
Oh, don't get me started on that. That's a hot ghetto mess right there. But Bumble's a little bit different. And I like Bumble. I liked Bumble when I was on it because it wasn't my first time on Bumble. The premise behind Bumble is, like, the female, they make the female make the first move. So, you know, on dating apps, when you match with somebody, you could just go ahead and message them. On Bumble, when you match with somebody, the woman has to message you first before you can even communicate with her. So it forces women to make the first move.
That's crazy, but look, you said Bumble, B-U-B-B-L-E?
B-U-M-B-L-E. Like, it's like yellow. It has like a mascot, like a little bumblebee.
Okay. That's all the promotion we're going to give Bumble because they not paying me. That's all.
Right? They're not sponsoring shit over here.
They not sponsoring me. So that's because everybody probably writing that shit down now. Bumble. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Look, yo, we, damn. You, wow, I could go so many places. I'm really happy that you called in. I gotta say that.
I did not expect you to call in
and then say, you know, you want some advice for my listeners, which I really appreciate that. Like a guest coming on and asking, this might be the first time. People probably wanted advice from listeners, but this is probably the first time somebody asked for advice from the listeners.
Please,
but we got a lot to talk about. But look, let's bring one person in. We're gonna come back to your story.
Okay.
All right. 0672. You're live.
Good evening, Jayshawn. Hello there, Miss. Did you say your name is
Ray?
Ray.
Hi.
Miss Ray. How are you? Just my opinion. It sounds like you've pretty much made up your mind.
What's your name?
And now
you. So I know how to refer to you.
Gigi.
Okay, Gigi.
It sounds like you've already made up your mind pretty much. You're just trying to convince yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and do what it is that you already know what you need to do in your heart.
Mm-hmm.
I've listened to what you say, the good qualities, but you're saying the actions aren't matching up.
Yes.
And if in a year's time, if things don't add up, you got to make it make sense.
So do you and I think that sometimes I do what's called, like, self-sabotage. Because sometimes, and I'm like, am I not, you know, I grew up in a Christian faith, right? So, like, I feel like, you know, I'm always trying to see the good in people and give people a chance. But, and we can get into that maybe even in another show, but through therapy, I've realized that it don't make me a bad person if I put myself first, you know?
Not at all.
And
not
for so
at all.
Long, I felt that way. Like, I'm like, yo, like, if I just dip out, you know, I'm being judgmental. Like, I'm not giving a person a chance. But I'm really just trying to prioritize myself.
That's mainly what you, that's a must. Because if you can't put yourself first, you certainly won't have anything to put into someone else.
Amen.
Are you afraid of what he may have to offer you? Because that's also a factor. Sometimes it's because we get comfortable and we lazy and don't want to put in the work because you figure, out, oh, well, at least I got a piece of one. A piece of one is better than none. But is it what's making you happy? Because at the end of the day, happiness is what's going to keep you going. You know, and then you won't begin, you know, sounds like you're picking the things apart. You know, you're picking it and choosing.
Here's the honest truth.
What parts you want and what parts you don't want. But we got to know that whatever we pick, we sign up for the good, the bad, and the ugly, and what comes with it.
Absolutely. And here's the honest truth. Like, I know that, like, nobody's perfect, right? And I'm not expecting to find somebody who's going to, like, check all my boxes, so to speak. But what troubles me the most, and Jayshawn, this is, like, one of the topics that I sent you in, is I don't know if you guys are familiar with this whole manosphere-like stuff, like the red pill, blue pill stuff that's going on the internet, where, like, you have, like, these group of men that are basically talking about how women, they just sound like women haters, right? How women, like, you know, modern day women, is bad for society, blah, 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 right? And they're going overseas to find wives because women here in America, X, Y, and Z, right? He subscribes to a lot of this type of stuff, right? But so he'll spew all these theories to me. And then say, oh, babe, but not you. You're different. Like, not you. I'm not talking about you.
Whoa. If he's on those sites, then that means he's still looking, baby. He may have proposed to you, but sometimes they do, to keep you at bay while they continue to search for what they really want. So
I feel like, honestly, I don't feel like he's that. I don't feel like he's, like, still looking for something else. I feel like he wants me, he's very vocal about he wants a submissive woman. He wants to mold me, and he wants me to be in complete servitude to him. Like, whatever he wants.
Sounds like he wants a puppet, baby.
Yes,
because, see,
yes.
He missed that term about submissive. Submissive yes. means he wants you to be submissive to once you're his wife. But to be demanding of that, because the average woman, once you take on a man as your husband, you know that that's what you're feeling in your heart. Now, for
right.
somebody to try to direct you in that and mold you, I don't know too much about that. Because it sounds like he want a puppet. Do as I say, and, you know, whatever I say goes. So if he tell you that the sky is purple with pink polka dots,
right.
you're supposed
I'm
to say okay.
to roll with it. Yeah, exactly.
Well, I may not be, in just my opinion, but you got to search your own heart. But, baby, at this point, I tell him to get somebody else to do it. Because he sound like he's very controlling.
Yeah, like, and it's crazy. It's so, like, confusing for me because I feel like it's manipulative because in all other ways in the relationship, he's great. He's amazing. Like, you know, like, he's very loving, caring, attentive. But then he got this other side that it seems like, all right, this is the blueprint of what exactly, like, word by word,
he sounds like
a wife to be. And you
he's
must
a
be that.
He sounds like a narcissist. Yeah.
And he don't care what's going on in my life. I need to like now restructure my world to surround him, to revolve around him.
Oh, it sounds,
But he don't
I think
see.
You really need to search your heart and
right.
weigh out the good against the bad. Write down everything that you find that's negative. And, you know, what you find positive and weigh it out, because at the end of the day, the decision is going to be yours.
Right.
Remember, we choose men. Men don't choose us. At the end of the day, we actually are the ones to choose the man. And we know from day one. And it's got to be beyond the physical. You know, it's, does he, does,
hold on.
Can he mentally
hold on one
catch
second.
You? Okay.
Yeah, hold on. Y'all going in. Y'all going in. Let's get a man perspective. Shout out to you live.
Yeah. You hear me?
Did you hear all this? Have you been listening?
Yeah. I've been listening to them.
You think you got a comment for
Yeah, I mean the thing
Brooklyn.
Is, I mean, you know, the sister Gigi was giving her some decent advice, you know. I mean, however, it's ultimately it's going to be, you know, her choice, what she decides to do, and if. You know, because it sounds similar to our guy's solution. You know, when he says, you know, the high value man. So when you're the high value man, you get the chance to demand certain things, and there's some truth to that. Because basically, you know, what Ray is saying, she wants some certain things from him too. So in a relationship, we both want certain things. So it's give and take, and it's how much you're willing to give and how much you're willing to take that's going to determine whether the relationship going to be able to go where you both would like it to go. And you got to be sure that you both want it to go in the same direction. Okay, it seems like the conflict with, you know, Ray is that, okay, she don't want to feel like her world don't matter and only his world
absolutely
matters. So So that's something that, you know, you have to be able to say, and if that's that important to you, that your word don't matter, because we've had Sister Lisa. We was talking about how women lose themselves, and some men too, but a lot of times women based on, you know, I think the nurturing thing and the wanting to give and, you know, be there for the individuals, because you're used to taking care of children, and so sometimes your man fall under that and you're taking care of your man, and sometimes you lose yourself. Now, with an individual that's saying, look, my life is more important than yours, and being realistic, it's a problem, because women have feelings, and both, you know, men too. And if a person messes around and starts saying to you, you know, okay, this is what I want, you do what I say, you know, and not show you anything in the beginning, then that's the way the relationship gonna go. So if you right now, if you can put the brakes on that and say, look, okay, I don't mind doing for you, but I want you to be able to do for me at times as well. And if he's willing to make that change for you, then I think you guys have a chance. But go ahead and say what you're gonna say.
Let me be clear, because I don't want to make it seem like he's just like, you know, totally that. He does for me. Don't get me wrong. But for him, like, the main thing is, like, what's important to me is not really that important to him. You know, what's important to him, what he basically wants, like, he don't cheat. He don't be out in the street. He treats me very well. He respects me. He's attentive. He's loving, all that. However, like, he feels like, all right, he wants me to be his wife, and what that entails is that he wants me, Jay Sean already told you, like, I'm intelligent, I'm a professional woman. He wants me to stop working, right? To become a housewife. I will throw in there, without getting too much into the kids situation, he has a child. He's a single father. He has a child. So he wants me, his child's mother abandoned their baby at 2 months old. So he's been raising this little girl on his own for about 6 years now.
Okay.
He wants a mother for his child, right?
Right.
I have a child. I have a teenage boy. And he wants me to focus on raising the kids and devote my time to that, so he can go out. If he has to work 20 hours a day, he will work 20 hours a day. He just doesn't feel like raising kids, taking care of a household, and all that other stuff is a man's responsibility. He feels like his responsibility is to protect and to provide. Those were his exact words. I'm quoting him.
Okay. Now, the thing with that is, okay, your son is a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
So if he doesn't feel that, you know, he should, you know, have some type of interaction with your son, how's their relationship?
No, they're cool. He's good to my son or whatever, and that's another problem too. My son, like, and no shade to anybody who does, like I mentioned before, I grew up like in a strict Christian household, right? So
right.
I had my son young at 24, but I was married at 21, you know? So my son's father is my ex-husband.
Right.
I feel like my current dude has it because his baby mother didn't stay around. He has an issue that he doesn't say it, but it's clear he has an issue that my son's father is in his life. It's almost as if, like, I feel like he feel like he doesn't want my son's father around because it's not fair because his daughter's mother is not around. You get what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah.
Because he'll ask me questions like, well, what's going to happen when we get married? Is he still going to come get his son every weekend? I'm like, why wouldn't he? Like, what would us being married, what would that, why would that change anything with him spending time with his son?
Right.
Right. So that's concerning.
So, yeah, of course. Of course, there's some, truthfully, there's some red flags. Okay, let's say this. Let's put it this way. Okay, say you do get married, you don't work. All right? Now, you done lost your power. You don't have any power anymore now because he provides the finances. So now what he want to do, it's going to be based on, you know, my understanding of how, you know, men can be and people can be. Specifically, we're talking about men. Now, the demand is going to get greater because he's provided.
Mm-hmm.
So that means he determines what you get, what you wear, all of that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then it comes to, okay, I don't want him coming here no more. You my wife, I don't want him coming here.
I pay for this
now,
house.
Now,
like, you know.
Right. Now how does that go with your teenage son? So
right.
So these are, and I'm telling you this because these are conversations that you have to have with him before you say I do. And you'll know from his response. You can look at his response, you know, and see if he, you know, because more than likely, from what you're saying, he's pretty straight up. So he's gonna say, well, okay, you know, no, I wouldn't feel that because it's good if you're the type of woman that don't mind being taken care of and you don't mind following directions. If you're that type of woman, then it's fine. But that's why. But based on what you're saying, and most women are not these days. See, that particular mindset kind of went out with the 60s, and you know, with people born a certain decade. So it's difficult now, and even the women who want to be taken care of, they still want to be able to dictate what they do with their life to some extent.
Or, yeah, maintain some level.
Right,
don't
right,
get me
right.
wrong. Like, my parents have been married. They've just celebrated 48 years my parents have been married. My grandparents were married for 75 years. So I believe in the institution of marriage wholeheartedly. However, like, I wanna maintain some sort of independence. I'm not the type of chick that's just going to, like, you give me a – because he's even talked about, oh, we can discuss what your allowance would be
right.
and all this other – I'm not her. And I'm also not the type of woman, like, I want to feel like I'm contributing to our house. So even if it's like, all right, you pay the rent or the mortgage or whatever the case may be, let me take care of the utilities. Like, something – I can never sit back and, like, watch my man bust his back and not help in any way. You know,
right.
And then
okay,
on top
so,
of that, he talking about a prenup. Like for
oh.
all this to happen, he want me to sign a prenup.
Okay,
like,
all right. So tell
so
me,
many layers.
Tell me what the guy. Tell me, you said your parents and grandparents were married
mm-hmm.
for years. So what was the dynamic in their relationship? Was it like that, or did your mom work, or your grandmother work,
both
or
of them,
did they
like,
stay home?
Both of my parents worked. Both of my grandparents worked. And my
okay.
grandmother had 12 children with my grandfather, and she
okay.
still worked.
Okay, all right. So they had a dynamic where they worked together. And,
yes.
And so based on what you're saying, I don't know if he wants to work together with you more so than basically, I mean, and like you said, he got some good qualities. But
yeah.
the good qualities can get outweighed. Like, you know, I've had conversations with, you know, with my wife. You know what I'm saying? And I said some things, you know, and, you know, we go back and forth over it. I said some things are worse than cheating to me, you know, because I used to be, and you know, a cheater. But the thing is, like, okay, a man cannot cheat. But he can make your life just as miserable by dominating you and making you feel less than a woman I guess the same way cheating does make a woman feel. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's, you know, one thing sometimes can be that one thing too many. And it's you know, sometimes it's, you know, you can deal with two or three things that's small. But go ahead.
Sha.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hold on 1 second. We got a ton of people on the phone lines pressing one. I guess all they right. want to talk to Ray.
All right, go ahead.
Hold on, but listen, we got to people calls is dropping. This is going, man. Ray, you blowing my phone lines up.
Oh, my God.
And I hope that helped you some.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so
hold
much.
Hold on. One second. I gotta take a quick break. But before I take a break,
and Gigi,
everybody,
if you're listening, thank
you
as well.
Ray, you still got
you're
time.
Welcome.
Still got time. You good?
Yeah, I'm good. Like I got all night.
Okay,
I got nothing to do.
Right.
I got no kids.
You stay out here all night sometime. But listen, we're gonna take a quick break. Everybody, I see everybody that's on the in the queue pressing one. We're gonna get to everybody. I promise you. But this is the time where you know. Where we got to talk about when I put my I ask for for donations or a lot of people wonder why I do that, but you know we got to do, and I'm sure everybody know. I don't know if you know, but my Cash App is $JASHJ. If you look on the flyer, I got the Cash App up there, the Venmo, the Zelle, the PayPal, everything. You know what I mean? And I always, this is a part of the show when I don't, well, I don't dislike doing it, but it's something that needs to be done because a lot of times, you know, not only me, I put my all into the podcast, but not only me. If it wasn't for the listeners, I wouldn't be able to do this. So anyway, everybody know, I always at this time I say if you feel, you know, you want to give a donation, no donation is too small, no donation is too high, $5, $2, $10, you got my Cash App, $JASHONJ. And if you look at the flyer, you can see the rest of them. Look, we're going to take a quick break. And then we're going to come back. I see everybody on the phone lines. Let me get to everybody one at a time. I see all your numbers. We here with Ray Monroe from Brooklyn, New York. Used to be my boss on the job. I went from an occupation. Well, anyway, everybody know. I went from that to having a woman. I went from being a boss to having a woman as my boss. So... But this is the coolest.
And everybody,
boss.
Make sure to hit that Cash App. I just hit your Cash App, so I started the ball rolling. So, like, you know, support your boy.
Now that's what
Cash
I'm talking
app.
About. Now listen, you is. See, I told y'all she was the one. That Haitian Jack better get straight. You know, she gonna fall up in somebody else's head. Haitian Jack better get it together. We gonna one second. We're trying to. I lost my graphic designer. I gotta call him, and then we gonna take a quick break.
And on a break, hit the Cash App $JASHJ.
That's it. That's it. All day. Represent 74. Let me call this number. I gotta call 401-948. Okay, I got it. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Thank you for the donation very much. We're going to take this quick break, just go to this quick song, and we're going to come right back with Ray Monroe from Brooklyn. Hey, good looking. You know you got to be from Brooklyn. I remember them days. Shadi, we remember them Brooklyn days, going to the Fever. You know, that's before y'all time. Y'all only heard about the Fever on T TV and radio, YouTube. But we, me and Shadi, we actually been in, we been in the fever together, right, Sha? We've been in the fever.
Yeah, but we know,
people's in the Bronx. Oh, it's in the Bronx. Okay, well, the Bronx then. All right. Oh, shit, we was all over, so the Bronx. I forgot it was in the Bronx.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after this song, everybody. You know what Ray Monroe said, Cash App, Cash App, Cash App.
I'm gonna make a change in my life starting here today. I surrender all my love, I never thought I could. I'm giving my love away and there's only one reason that I will.
Welcome back. Oh, welcome back to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean, the Patterson.
Y'all live tonight. I love it.
Mr. You know they call me Mr. Ray. You know they call me, well, I call myself and I'm Mr. Fuck Love.
Mr. Fuck Love?
Yeah, that's
Fuck
my
love,
name on my
money.
Podcast. Mr. Fuck Love. Damn. See, I went a whole hour without using no profanity because there's a lot. Cause a lot of people was telling me I was gonna have different people listening to the show tonight. I said, I told Dre, that's my graphic designer, my partner, my business partner, my close friend. I said, I ain't using no profanity tonight until I get drunk. Then I'm starting.
Well, what you over there sipping on?
I'm drinking Tito's. You know, that's all I could drink because I got diabetes. That's
all I could
drink.
Straight?
It's Tito's. Yeah, hell yeah, I do everything. I do everything raw.
Oh, my gosh.
Anyway, let's get back to the show. Everybody, got Ray Monroe on here from Brooklyn. She used to be my boss in 2017, my supervisor. She came on the show. She's 30. How old are you again?
38
years old. Have a teenage son. She's been in a relationship for 1 year, but she's not sure if she could take it to the next level. But her boyfriend.
I'm at the point where I'm deciding whether I should call it quits or not.
She decided call it quits. Dan, you done went from. You didn't say that at the beginning, damn it.
I did say that.
You done went from. You done went. No, you didn't. You said it's complicated.
I said it's complicated, and when I was explaining why it was complicated, I said that I felt like I should have called it quits months ago. I said that in the beginning.
Oh, I know. I'm trying to help the brother out here. I'm trying to help a brother out because she's a good catch.
When you hear the playback, you'll see that I said that I was very clear.
She told you that, and she was my boss in 2017, and we used to go to different events in different places, New Brunswick. Right,
Trenton.
New Brunswick, different. We're Trenton,
mm-hmm.
New Brunswick, Trenton, and whenever the seminars, the events, they got boring, she would creep out the building and into the van where I was at, and sit in the van with me and kick it with me for a minute. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And it was cool. I got to be honest with you, though. When you used to come and sit with me in the van and kick it with me, I really couldn't figure you out.
What you mean?
Because you were so professional, but so hood. Can I say hood?
Yeah, you could say hood. I'm from the hood. I'm from Best Side, baby.
You were so professional. You were so professional, but so hood at the same time. Mm. Like, and I learned a long time. And don't take the hood thing the wrong way. I'm not talking about hood like ratchet.
Oh, I don't
hood.
Take it wrong.
Not you. I'm talking about the listeners.
Oh, the listeners.
Not ratchet hood. I mean, like hood, like she could sit down and talk to a priest. Or she could talk to a homeless person. Or she could be in a Fortune 500 meeting.
And
or she could
be
in what they call that? Devil's Kitchen, Hell's Kitchen, whatever they call that. But anyway, I got to bring it up. I got people been waiting to talk. People hanging up. They've been waiting so long. Let me bring somebody in. 2769. You lie.
Hey, Bedside, do or die. N.A.
Yeah,
rock.
Rock. What? N.A. S.A. Rock. Franklin Ave over here.
Hey.
Hey, girl.
So,
we got,
this is Yvonne. I'm from the heart of Bedside as well.
Go ahead,
Rich and Sean.
You know what I'm going to say. We got another New Yorker here.
We got a Bedside, do or die, and they rock.
This is my cousin.
That's bigger than New York.
Right?
So, Ray, I'm going to say this show is a ray of light, in all honesty. My name is Ivadene. You probably know my siblings. Mm-hmm. And I would first ask you, what advice would you give your daughter in this situation?
See, I'm going to be honest with you, and I'm going to try to keep my reply short. And I'm being totally honest. I don't know. And you know why?
Okay.
Maybe it's like a generational thing because, like, my mom, she was an amazing mother. My mom passed 5 years ago. But my mom was an amazing mother, but she never had these conversations with me. You understand what I'm saying? Like, so I learned certain things about relationships from watching her with my dad. So like I said, my parents both worked. My mom was an entrepreneur. I'm an entrepreneur now. Became an entrepreneur. And I've seen her work and, you know, run several businesses and still come home and make her husband dinner. My father never fixed his own plate. So certain things I learned about relationships and about being a woman, I just learned through observation. My mom never had the sex talk with me. She never talked with – her sex talk was don't – she was – my parents are Jamaican. So her sex talk was don't come home pregnant, you know? And she never had relationship talk with me or anything like that. So with me, thank God, like I had a boy. He's my only child. Like, I don't know the type of advice that I would give my daughter because me and my mom never had those kind of conversations. So I really don't know.
Okay.
And that's why I look to others to, like, you know, advise me.
Here's the next question. Based on what you said, did your parents love each other?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did they respect each other?
Absolutely.
So what advice would you give your daughter based on the history of your parents and you?
I would tell her to make sure that she's with a man who respects her and who
No. What advice would you give your daughter if she was on this call and told this story?
I'm telling you. I'm answering you.
Okay.
I would tell her to make sure that she's with somebody who makes her feel loved and respected.
No.
Should she leave or not?
You're speaking hypothetically. You're speaking as she's adventuring and as she's searching. We're talking about a relationship that you're currently in and the feelings that you're feeling on this seesaw.
I could not advise my daughter whether to leave her boyfriend or not. And why I say this is because I knew, like, for a fact that, like, my parents' marriage was not perfect. And one thing that I, even though I didn't know all the details, some details my mom did share with me when I became an adult, like in my late 20s. But one thing I saw them do is they never gave up on each other. That's why they're almost at 50 years of marriage now. So I don't know, like, I know for myself, like, what my limit is, like, what I can take. I would just tell her, if it makes her feel that uncomfortable, then clearly she shouldn't be in the relationship. But I can't say, you know, whether she should leave or not.
All right, so I ask that because sometimes we need to step out of it from self and look in it as a viewer, right? Mm-hmm. So what I'm hearing is that he recognizes you, but he doesn't respect you for who you are. He wants to use your value.
Like, he doesn't respect women.
Well, we're talking about you. They can do what they want with him when you let him go, if you let him go. He recognizes your value. That's why he feels you're going to be, as you are, a good mother. So he wants to utilize the benefits of you. Not to say that you're not worthy, because you are, but you're worth more than that. He wants to set you. See, so some people might say, oh, he wants to set you up. You know, he, if he can make the money. No, if he's working 20 hours a day or 18 hours a day just to make the ends meet and to make you comfortable to live a certain lifestyle, you're not going to be living that lifestyle with him. And the children, the young people, will not be living that lifestyle with him because he's going to be at work and he's going to be asleep when he's home. And there's going to be a little bit of frustration. Now, you gave me the example of your parents in a long relationship, but that was a marriage. They went into that marriage one way. I don't think, and some people do go into marriages a little, you know, not quite sure. But in 2023, we need to be sure because your frustrations, there's a show on TV I've never watched, if it's still on, called Snap. Your frustrations, and it takes a half a second for a person to snap. But the other thing is, this was the most important thing. This is why I pressed one. As hard as we try today to make sure our black brothers, our young men, our young brothers are on the right track, how dare he try to interfere with that young man and his father? That's the ultimate disrespect for me. That's why I press one. That other stuff was extra. How dare he? And I'll leave it at this. We have a habit later on saying, oh, I wish I knew, because you just said that. You said earlier on that one of the things that people should really do is get to know the whole family or a lot of the people that the person was involved with, not physically, not sexually, but interacting with, to get to know the person past the story they're giving on the orientation paper. Well, you know, he's telling you, and you're not married. So you cannot go into, I would say, go ahead.
Inhale for a minute. Inhale. Now exhale.
No, Hashem. No, I was finished. I mean, that. Go ahead.
I want to bring some more callers in. You know, I didn't.
Okay, but let me just finish
this
statement, and then I'll regress, digress, regress, and exhale on my own. But no.
Yes, ma'am.
That was my reason for pressing one. Do you feel that was a valuable reason, Ray?
Absolutely. And I appreciate it.
Will you ever be able to make it up to your son if his relationship with his father is destroyed? That's your marriage. Oh, I'm sorry. Ding, ding. That was your marriage. Your marriage with your ex-husband and the family you created, that's your priority. Our children are our priority. Because we're responsible for their future. We're responsible for how they see the dynamics, like you saw with your parents, the dynamics they see as they're moving into adulthood. My reason for pressing one was that number one young man in your life, the number one male in your life. Thank you very much. I'm finished.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Thank you.
You all. That's, ladies and gentlemen, that was Evadja Nuri from Brooklyn, New York. No, Long Island. What is it, Long Island or Strong Island? Anyway, hold on. Let me bring somebody else in. That's my girl, Evadja Nuri. 9794. Don't go nowhere, Evadja. Stay with us.
Okay. Yeah, what up?
What's up?
What's going on, brother?
Man, I'm in a biddy, man. I'm just out here chilling, man. Joining this Carolina Vida Loca, man.
Where you calling from? Where you at right now?
Really?
No, where you at right now?
You gonna do it like that? Everywhere.
Oh, my.
No, I'm just saying, what city? I know who you are. I know where you live. I know where. I'm just saying, where you calling from? Last time I talked to you was about to get on a plane.
I'm in Carolina, Charlotte.
Oh, okay. All right. That's what's up.
Yeah, man. Just chilling, man. I just came in a little bit late tonight. Had some things I had to take care of real quick, but I'm here, man, to show my support as each and every week, man.
That's Nephew O. That's my Nephew O right there.
Yeah, man. Big
fan. I'm just bringing you in. I ain't know if you wanted to say something to Ray or you just giving a shout-out.
I heard what you said earlier about the Brooklyn joke you said.
Me?
I was trying to follow. You said something before you ended into the next song. You was going into a song, and you said something.
Who? Me or her?
You was like, she Brooklyn something. I forgot what you said, and I was going to follow up behind that, but you ain't bring me in.
Oh, I forgot, man. I just said, hey, good looking. You know you got to be from Brooklyn.
Yeah, that's what I was.
Yeah. That's it right there. Yeah. And I was going to say, Carolina, she ain't cooking.
You was going to say what?
If she ain't from Carolina, she ain't cooking.
I know you fucking lying.
Oh, she not cooking. She not going to cook.
If she ain't from Carolina, she ain't.
I know you fucking lying.
No.
I'm Jamaican. Like, I'm cooking.
I was getting ready to say that. I don't want that burnt chicken on my plate.
I know you lying.
I don't want that burnt ass chicken on my plate, period.
Don't you have to worry about it, boo.
No, I'm just messing. I like me some jerk. I like the jerk. I like that jerk. That Spice Bar, everybody
about...
doing all right tonight?
Yeah. We just, it's a different kind of show, but it's real. It's right on point for me.
Mm-hmm.
I got kind of taken back because I didn't even know it was going to go like this. As usual, I didn't even get to any topics. I put it on Facebook and Instagram and what's the other one?
We talked to one of them, like talking about the Manifest stuff, about
Instagram,
like the role.
Instagram, Facebook, internet.
You on TikTok?
TikTok. I put it on TikTok, but I got like, I asked people for topics. I got like 40 or 50 people sending different topics, and me and Dre, we narrowed it down to 5 topics. But anyway, but look, Ray, before we go, what did you say? Did you say menopause, or did you mean to say menosphere?
It's called manosphere. So it's this thing that's going around. If you YouTube it, there's like a podcast called Fresh and Fit Podcast that just had a lot of controversy. Like, they not getting no more money from YouTube because they said that, like, you know, these dudes are basically spewing hate against women. Everything is like anti-feminist, whatever they, you know, so they want the submissive woman. They talking about being passport bros and going overseas to find wives because they, in layman's term, they're saying that the women here in America don't know how to act. They don't know how to serve.
That sound like Mr. Solution. We got a listener called Mr. Solution. He talk a lot about that, going overseas and stuff like that for women.
Right.
But so, because I didn't really, I tried to YouTube it, and they kept telling me the definitions for menopause. I was like, nah.
You thought maybe you spelt it wrong and give me the wrong
definition. No, I spelled it right. I spelled M-E-N-O.
Nah, that's not how I spelled.
H-E-R-R. Oh, I spelled it wrong.
It's MANOSTHERE.
Because I do, you know, I do homework before I go on my show, so I wanted to know what that was.
Yeah.
But anyway, are you a submissive woman?
I believe so. You know, I feel like I'm a submissive. My issue is, which I feel like I've worked on a lot. I was submissive to men who didn't deserve it. So at this season in my life, I'm willing to be a submissive woman to a man who shows me that he's deserving of it, and to a man that is like not only says he can lead, but like
he can show me that he can lead. You're not submissive. That answer too long, too damn long.
No,
are you
submissive?
But you went back two relationships on me.
Nah, you can't be. You can't expect a submissive woman and you stay at home playing fucking Xbox all day. Like, miss me with that shit. Like, if you are deserving of it, if you are a man who is about your business or whatever, like, I'm a hold you down. I'm gonna take care of you. But like, I'm not about to be that way. Matt, like, I'm not about to engage on any level, to be honest with you, with any dude who's like not doing anything with himself. So, and that's my issue with like the whole manosphere stuff. I think some men think just because they're a man that you automatically are, you automatically should receive a certain type of treatment, and you don't have to work for any of it. Just because I'm a man, you're supposed to treat me this way. And I don't subscribe to that thinking. That's just me, though, my opinion.
Can I chime in on that? The word submissive, when we say talk about being submissive, we can't be submissive to a man that's not our husband.
There's that.
And anybody else, a lot of times we as women, we talk about how there's not good men. But you know why we, a lot of times, there's a lot of women that settle, they dummy themselves down to fit into somebody else's box.
Mm-hmm.
And then there becomes hatred, regret, anger. You love, hate that person.
Resentment, yeah.
There's a lot of resentment. So we have to first learn to love ourselves and be comfortable by ourselves so that when we bring everything together as a whole, we can learn each other, because it's all about give and take, not right and wrong. Right and wrong plays a big part in it, but give and take. If you got a man that's telling you already he wants you to stop certain things, and he wants that, he's already telling you everything about him and how he's going to treat you as a woman. And if you're not comfortable with it now, there's no way you're going to be comfortable for, you know, when you're married.
Miss G.
As Miss Lanchine said, number one is your son. See, that's where he crossed the line, because he got to understand there's going to still be boundaries. Because you didn't just have a baby with a random man. And if you did, it'd be in your child's life. But this was your husband, you know, and they have a relationship. For him to even suggest for you to cut that off shows you right there.
Miss Gigi.
Yes.
Miss Gigi.
Yes.
I got your favorite caller coming on the line.
Oh, that's fine. We're going to be civil, because he just want me to come over there and give him a hug.
Mr. Solution, Mr. Solution, you here?
Oh, God.
Yes, sir, I am.
Hey, there go Mr. Solution. Cause I'm telling
how you doing there, my friend?
Hello, everyone. How are you, ma'am? I'm just fine, thank you.
People been inboxing me and texting me, where is Mr. Solution? Where is Mr. Solution? So I had to beg him to come on the line tonight.
Oh, no, you didn't. No, you didn't. No, you
but
didn't.
But you really
I was listening
stand.
To most
I
of
think...
what I've heard you guys say, and it's a good interactive conversation, and you're dealing with what I say are some seminal foundational issues, so it's great.
What would you want to say to Miss Ray? You got any questions for Ray or any statements?
Well,
advice?
Yeah, one of the things is that when you're talking about, okay, I know you guys have been on a lot of different subjects, but one that I focused in on, when you're talking about a woman qualifying for, quote-unquote, a high-value man, and most women want a high-value man when one runs the numbers, because when you talk about where she wants to live, how many kids she wants to have, where she wants to vacation, what kind of school the kids should attend, when you add all of that up, she wants a high-value man. And that's roughly a man who earns $10,000 a month, pretty much minimum, $10,000, which is $120,000 a year to provide that kind of lifestyle. Now, what kind of woman does that man want? Sure, she wants that kind of man, but what does he want? And normally we don't focus on that. Now, high-value men definitely focus on what kind of woman they want. They want a svelte woman. They want a woman that's height, weight proportional. They want a woman that's cooperative. They want a woman who at least has a cookbook. She can prepare some meals because that's crucial. He also wants a woman with a low body count. A low body count, no tattoos, no piercings, none of that garbage. Because he wants to take her amongst his colleagues. He wants to take her out. And personally, I consider a woman disfiguring her body with tattoos and or piercings. And he wants her, I know I alluded to this a moment ago, he wants her to be cooperative, not just submissive. Submissive is kind of a static state, although it's not objectionable. But being cooperative is a much proactive term, that she understands his program. And by the way, let me just say this. When a man has made himself the best version of himself, that's different from what a woman has to do. A woman can be high quality, but not high value, because she doesn't have to do what men have to do. A man has to sacrifice. Six, 16 to 20 hours a week in order to get to where he is. He normally doesn't get to where he should be, at least his earning capacity, until he is about 45. So anyway, go ahead. Those are just a few of the observations that I would like to proffer.
And you observed from Mr. what I said? I'm confused. You observed
I'm sorry,
that.
I couldn't hear that.
Like, you observed that, all of that, from what the conversation that I was having?
Or, well, when you're talking about what kind of woman a man wants, particularly a high value, I think that is front and center.
Okay.
Don't you?
I agree with some of what you're saying. Yes, I would agree.
Very good. But I don't know. Suppose if there's another, you know, I didn't hear everything, but if there's another area that, you know, I can comment on, I have no problem. If I know anything about it. See, I'm the type of person who doesn't mind saying they don't know. But if I know the area, I can always research it. But if there's another direction you want to take, maybe you can just apprise me.
Well, she said that she'd been with her man for about a year, and he want to propose and get married and, you know,
he proposed
do the whole thing.
he already proposed, but did you say you unsure or you don't want to do it? You want to leave or you not?
Wait,
ready
okay,
for
Sean,
it?
Let me just insert this. I think I heard this lady. If I'm incorrect, please correct me. But I think I heard her say that he wanted her to sign a prenuptial.
Yes, and I am actually in 110% agreement with that because I feel like prenup agreements can protect both parties. So I have no problem with that. As long as it's fair, I don't have no problem with that.
Good, good, very good.
This
is cooperative up to a certain point. So go ahead. I mean, there's a lot to be unpacked here, and I don't want to take it in a direction you guys aren't going, but I think that represents a cooperative spirit. A lot of women, see, there's always a prenuptial. Let me just lay this quick foundation. There's always a prenuptial. In other words, signing the marriage license. The marriage license, ipso facto, is a prenuptial agreement. It's just an agreement to where the man, the high-value man, has less control. The control is given to what we define sometimes in family court as a robed bandit, the judge.
Okay.
Yeah, I got to say,
she's open to the prenup. That's beautiful.
That prenuptial is something serious, man. You know, you get women all the time that sit back and say things like, I would never take from you. I would never do that. Make that motherfucker mad if you want to. You know that you're gonna say that. What's that? A four letter word? Half. You hear that word half, man? It's all over. It's gonna
Listen,
be you and the damn dog on the side of the road, and you wonder why. So I feel like at the end of the day, what you come into a marriage with, you should be able to leave with. Whatever you guys added to together, then yeah, of course, you know, out of common respect, yeah, of course, y'all rightfully should smittle, but
yeah,
nobody should be leaving nobody with less than another. Because if I walk in a building with $200 million and you walking in with a bag, you think you should leave with some of that $200 million? Think about it.
Well, may I just add to what you just said? I want to make it a little bit more realistic. Very, very, very few people have $200 million. So, look, but a person with $200 million oftentimes would insist on a prenup. A prenuptial agreement is much more important for the average person than it is for the hyper-wealthy person because the hyper-wealthy person – even if they are ravaged by the court, it's not going to destroy them. They're not going to have to move back into the basement of their parents' house. So I just want to emphasize that a prenuptial is much more important for the high-value man. And high-value men are generally working men. They may be white-collar men, and there are a lot of blue-collar men that are high value because they got into the workforce quicker, so therefore they were able to save more, and they don't have a lot of student debt that they have to wrestle with. But look, the other thing is this, is that the more you guys can converse about the whole gamut of your lives as you see it, the better off you're going to be. The more you can intelligently speak to the things that you know are immediate and even somewhat distant in your lives, the better quality your relationship will ultimately be.
Yeah, that's true. And keep in mind, too, to all the listeners, that go both ways. You know, it's not just, you know, in 2023, the female can also be the value. So, you know, you got to keep that in perspective as well when, you know, because she can request the same ordeal of a prenuptial. And that's rightfully her right. You know, if she's worked hard and she wants to protect her, what I like to call internal assets that she has created for her immediate. So it's like, that goes both ways. It's high-value women and it's high-value males as well. So it's not just us as males that has to sit here and configure, oh, we the breadwinners, because hell, there's a lot of men out here that's just happy living on a woman's couch right now.
Well, but we're in, okay, that's true, but I'm not talking about those, and I don't include those type men in my conversation. And I would say women who have any experience at selecting or picking, they shouldn't choose to be with those men. So the conversation that I have will not revolve around other than high-value men, which there's a plethora of high-value men, by the way. Women often don't like those men, and it doesn't mean those men don't have power, because they do. But
so let me ask you this.
Well,
Mr. Solutions, how do you approach somebody as far as a conversation of such? Like, because, you know, think about it. There's a lot of women out here that you know, that, not saying all women, I want to put that disclaimer out there, that will make that more or less an automative, like, oh, fuck you, I'm not signing your motherfucking prenup and all X, Y, and Z. You know, does that really contribute the value of the woman on whether or not she's there for your assets versus you? Have you ever thought about it in that aspect? A woman that don't believe in that? Because I hear a lot of women that say, and males, I mean, I can't speak, I'm just speaking from what I've heard, you know, they don't believe in that. You know, no, I'm not signing no damn prenup. I ain't doing that. I ain't doing this. I ain't doing that. How do you approach a situation like that? Would you cut them off and keep it rolling? Or, I mean, how do you approach that?
Some of that is not even with them being trying to be resistant or difficult. Some of people's, like, faith, like, Christian values don't support, you know, prenups, you know, because it's almost like you're setting yourself up for your marriage not to work. So there's a bunch of different reasons why people, like, take offense. You know, especially women take offense to being asked to sign a prenup.
But,
I personally don't have a problem with it, but.
Yeah, but.
Well,
that,
ma'am,
look,
I'm sorry. What's your name, ma'am? What name are you using so I can address you properly?
My name is Ray. And since we're on that, like, can you, this is my first time speaking with you. What is, like, your background? Like, what are your credentials?
Well, let me just make my statement, and then I can go through that. Ms. Ray, I would say that a Christian who has a problem with the prenup, that is not indicative of their being a Christian. That's indicative of their lack of understanding. Now, it may be incumbent upon the man, that's why we talk about communication, just to explain it. Look, let me just give you a couple of notable examples.
Are you a Christian?
When one purchases fire insurance or homeowner's insurance for their domicile, that doesn't mean that they're going to destroy their property. It just indemnifies or protects the person. The same thing is true with auto insurance. When someone purchases auto insurance, they don't go out and intentionally wreck their vehicle, right? It is in case something happens that's beyond the person's control. And by the way, there's about a 50% divorce rate, I believe, over a 10-year period. And in common parlance, women initiate about 80% of divorce actions. So it is well within a man's wisdom to insist upon a prenup, because he generally won't be able to regain what he can lose during the transfer. I'm going to call it theft in the court system. So a Christian who has a problem with that, I would say they just don't understand what it entails. And if they still insist on it after it's explained, then, yeah, you want to move on from that person, because that's indicative of their non-cooperativeness.
Are you a Christian?
Yes.
Interesting. And what are your credentials? Like, I'm just, I'm
what
not
do you mean,
man, like
credentials? I'm an adult.
I'm an adult.
You
explain
man.
What I mean?
Excuse
what makes
me?
You high value? Like, what makes you high value? So I'm just supposed
well,
to give you a high value now because you say so?
Okay, my qualities, my development, my having made myself the best version of myself, my hard work ethic, my contribution to... Do you ever listen to the show on Tuesdays? I co-host with a financial show that I initiated to try and help people maximize their financial potential. So I'm a philanthropist. I'm altruistic. I'm a goodly
mm-hmm.
number of things that are very...
And you make over $120,000 a year?
Oh, that's pocket change.
Okay. Are you married?
Now, how about you? Do you earn?
Are
what
you
are your
No, you asked a lot of questions. My turn to ask you some questions now. Are you married?
No.
And why is that? Is it because you don't want to be? You don't
desire
marriage,
wait,
or?
We okay. I don't want to do an interview on just me, but I've given you quite a sum of information. What do
you
really want to know?
What is it that you really want to know,
Ms. Ray?
I want to know what makes you qualified to give the type of advice that you're giving. And that's what I'm
well,
asking.
Well, okay.
Because
one thing that makes
me
qualified.
You can't tell me about
I'm
Christian
about to answer
and
you.
And you can't answer me if I'm not finished with my statement. You're about
oh,
to answer
there we
exactly
go.
If you're not
okay,
listening.
It had to emerge. Go ahead.
If you're not listening, like, how are you going to answer? So that's why I asked if you were a Christian. When you made your statements about Christians and their lack of understanding, I asked if you were a Christian because I wanted to know if you were speaking from personal experience or you were just being judgmental. So when I
well,
asked
on
what
that
your
subject,
are,
we weren't
I'm
talking about all the areas of Christianity. We weren't talking about theology or angelology or any of that. Oh. We were just talking about prenuptial agreements. And some Christians, because certainly all Christians don't agree on how would they feel about a prenuptial agreement. I think I could convince any open-minded Christian that to indemnify oneself is a good thing. And that's what a prenuptial let me bifurcate. I'm talking about a personal prenuptial agreement. The marriage license itself is a prenuptial agreement. So one is always signing a prenuptial agreement. Prenuptials just means prior to the marriage. So a state marriage license is a prenuptial agreement. But it's not in favor of the man. It opens him up for the destruction of his property, a transfer of his property. So that's my position on that.
Can I chime
hold
in?
On one second.
Okay.
One second. You can chime in. Let me say one thing. Most of the people who, if you're on the link, you have to call in now because at 10 o'clock we're gonna lose you. Everybody that's on the phone line is safe. But if you're on the link, if you're listening online, once 10 o'clock come, we lose a lot of people. So I'm just letting you know it's almost 10 o'clock, 1 minute. So you got to call in if you want to listen to the show beyond 10 o'clock.
563-999-3718.
Yeah, exactly. 563-999-3718. Because at 10 o'clock, you know, we lose a lot of people. Sometimes it don't cut you off, but a lot of times it do. I really can't figure it out. But anyway, who had the floor? Who was trying to speak?
Oh, this is GJ. Mr. Solution,
okay,
I hear you saying
ahead,
a lot
GJ.
About high-valued men. I believe that all men have the potential of being high-valued, no matter what they make. Money does not defy you being a man. Money just says that you can buy some bullshit. To all my men on here, I'm sorry if that may, because that means you're downing your brothers. And whether you take it that way, that's how you're coming off as that you're much more high value than anyone else on here because of the money that you make.
Your
money doesn't mean anything if you don't have the character to go with it.
It only allows you to do
what you're doing, and that's belittling people. And that's not right.
Let me see if he's still on. Mr. Solution, you still on?
Yes, sir, I sure am. Look, I'll respond to that this way. First of all, men know that we have to qualify. We know that we don't get a damn thing for free. Now, I'm a military man, former military man, and that's a elite, unique organization. And I was in an elite unit, by the way. So I'm not really – you are saying something that I'm not saying, ma'am. What I'm saying is men know that they have no value if they don't make themselves of value. All right? As men, all men, A-L-L, all men. So when you talk about men lying on the couch, as the gentleman just talked about.
Oh, no. You just contradicted yourself. I have not said nothing about a man laying on a couch. I'm asking
finish,
you.
Ma'am. Let me finish. I know you didn't say it.
No, you didn't let me finish. You cut me off and I gave you the chance. No, what I'm saying to you is we're not talking about men.
I'm speaking. Hold on.
You saying that they're not high value men because they don't make $100,000. What qualifies
you're
a qualified man or high valued man?
There was another gentleman that talked about men lying on the couch, and I'm just shoehorning that in to say that we know as men we have to perform, we have to produce, right? It's mandatory that men produce, and so high value men, women define that as much as men do, because if you sit down and you talk to a woman, just get out your pad and paper and just write down the things they say they want in a man, and you'll see ipso facto that equals high value. They don't want the average earning man. Most women want a man who earns more than they do, the vast majority of women. So women are in agreement and help elevate this standard. So that's what I'm saying.
I find that not to be true. You know why? Because most women a real woman don't care how much you're making. Okay? What we care about is what we can pull together and what we can build together.
Okay, that's bullshit.
Okay. Now, if you happen to get a man that's a high-value man, most people that's on this line.
Yeah. What you just said.
Don't even
have
a clue as to what you're talking about. Not taking anything from them. But you're saying that these guys that are whether they're blue-collar, low-collar, it doesn't matter. But if they have a job and they're not making $100,000 a year, that they're a low-valued man.
That's not what I'm saying, ma'am. That's what you are distorting me
that's
to say. I didn't say what you just said. You may want to take a course in linear logic. I didn't say what you're saying. You said
all right.
That.
We could keep it respectful now. Like,
all right. Jay Sean, if this is our solution, do you recall just the other night you were saying that you were talking about side chicks, and you were saying that men who don't make a certain amount of money, revenue, that they're not qualified to have a side chick. You recall that?
Right.
So right there, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I said that most men who are already established, like a house, a career that they want to be in, you know, two-car garage, picket fence, beautiful family, established in the world. I said that more than likely they can have a side chick. I said, but men who aren't established, who trying to reach that status, more than likely they shouldn't have a side chick, because if they do, they will never reach the point that they want to reach, because having a wife and a side chick, the side chick could keep them distracted from getting where they want to go.
Right. That's right there, you were setting up an economic or financial standard, correct?
For a side chick?
No, for the man, whether he wants to have the side chick or not. But all I'm saying is, all I understand you to be saying is that a man has to be at a certain financial status in order to have a side chick, correct?
No, I'm saying that most men who are at a certain point in their life have side chicks, and men that trying to make it and get to wherever they trying to get to in the world shouldn't have a side chick, because it would be distracting to them. Because
right.
In
other words, they're not.
Already,
oh, just follow me on this. What you're defining is a financial position, correct?
What I'm saying is, if I'm a man and I got a wife and a family, and and I got a house that I want,
right?
I heard
that, but that's a financial position, Jayshon. That's a financial position.
Yeah, of course. And if I had everything I wanted to, a side chick, it wouldn't distract me from getting anywhere, because I'm already where I want to be in the world.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah. So,
but if I'm a man trying to get somewhere and I'm not there yet, I got a wife and two kids, and we living in a small apartment, and I'm trying to buy a house, and I'm trying to get my wife a car, and I'm looking for the job of my dreams and stuff like that. A side chick would only be distracting.
Right.
That's
in other
I'm
words,
saying.
He can't afford it. Would that be accurate?
No.
He can't afford it
that.
Mentally.
I think.
Wait, hold
you
on.
Think
who
that's what you're saying? He can't afford it? Yeah. You're saying he can't afford it, or you're saying it wouldn't be beneficial to him?
Right. Got it.
I'm saying it would be distracting.
It'd be in the way. It'd be in the way because it'll mess with him. It would not having money not going to stop him from getting a side chick if that's what he wants. But
right.
having a side chick, and you say that will stop him from getting the type of money he wants. Something like you say, Solution. You never lose a woman over getting money, but you can lose money over trying to get a woman, something like that. You know what I mean? That type of thing. So
right. In other words, a man can lose a lot of money chasing after women, but he'll never lose any women chasing money.
Yeah. But basically, you know, like Gigi said, like, you know, They're women who are financially established, and they're just looking for what you said, a refined man. Like you said, once a man has built himself up to the best version of himself, that's
right.
What women looking for. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
generally,
Shadi, if you ask women who are high earners, now, I'm not saying this is absolute, but this is the rule that expresses itself. Most women who are high earners want men who earn even more. Now, that's a little bit ridiculous, but that's just the way we have socialized women. Women generally want their men to earn more than they do, generally. But anyway, I don't want to get really bogged down on this. But I think so many of us are in denial about the financial equation. We don't want to give the financial reality its reality, and I think that causes more suffering than anything else.
Yeah, no, I don't disagree with you that there are women who are more comfortable with men who make more than them. I'm not, you know, going to disagree with you with that. And I personally think that it's just as many that would be comfortable as not comfortable, because a lot of times women do run into guys who make more money than them, and it still doesn't work out. So the important part that I think you said is when the man becomes the best version of himself, I think more women are looking for a man being the best version of himself than a man who has more finances than her. Because you can have a man that's got more finances, and a lot of times men who have finances, they utilize that finances, and they be a MS, man. You know, they because they know they got the finances, and they know
what's
that
an MS. I'm not familiar with that.
A motherfucker. You know what I mean?
Oh, MF. Okay, I thought you said MS.
Yeah.
Well, actually, that's not true either, because if you look at what's known as the dark triad. Which is Machiavellianism, psychopathy, and narcissism. There's scientific evidence that shows many women prefer these type of guys. In other words, a guy with a smiling face is often not impressive to a woman, because she feels, well, hey, I can get that guy. A woman wants a guy who, and I think experience proves this out, is a challenge for her. You see, because guys are easy, and even good guys are easy, but women prefer the bad boy. And I think Jay Sean could speak to this. You've been married so long, so you've been out of the dating market for well over a generation, Shadi. But the point is that women tend to like bad boys. You've heard the old adage, nice guys finish last. So that's Yeah, that's in response to what you just said. And women say that. Actually, it's women who say nice guys finish last with them.
Yeah. But how many bad boys have a lot of money? You know what I mean? You know, okay?
Well, some of them do, i.e. drug dealers. Right. Look at how many women get involved with drug dealers.
Yeah, but I'm saying the statistics is a lot of bad boys don't have a lot of money. You know what I mean? They have swag, they have personality and things of that nature, but they don't have a lot of money. You know,
most
of the guys who are dedicated to getting the money, they're focused on the money, the career, and all of that. So therefore, they don't gain the experience that the bad boy gained with the women, because the bad boy, his whole thing is basically women and having fun. So he has mastered some techniques that the guy who's out there trying to get that money hasn't mastered. So that's really what it really is when you want to talk realistic. They just say bad boys, but it's certain skills that these individuals didn't develop because they had put time in with women, and they love.
Well, you're absolutely right. I do not disagree with that one iota. However, when women turn men interacting with them into a fetish, that creates a problem. You're right. Guys who spend all their time, and I counsel women, and when I tell women, for example, if you get with a bad guy, a guy who has quote-unquote big dick energy, right? And women say this, and I often say to these women, why should a guy who has the commodity that you and I are talking about, the attributes, why should he settle down with you, right? You're just another piece of ass. Go ahead.
Hold on. Before you answer that,
okay. I want to bring the ladies in. Go ahead.
All right. One second. Hey Ray, you still here?
I'm here.
Yeah.
All right, that's my guess.
I wanted to get back to her anyway. You know, I didn't.
You guys go back to what you were discussing. I'm listening.
Yeah.
I'm having a great time listening. But if there's something that comes up, I don't mind chiming in. But it's been a great conversation, really.
Yeah,
thank you.
Absolutely.
Hey, Ray.
Yes.
You know, I have a certain amount of topics on my show.
Mm-hmm.
So, we well over the 10 o'clock hour, but I still want to – everybody sent these topics in to me, and I didn't even address them, so I got to try to address them. We lost
absolutely.
Ms. G. She texts me. Her phone disconnected, and she can't get back on. Because if you lose the call after 10, you can't get back on. But we still got a lot of people.
Still here.
We appreciate you, though, Ms. ZZ. Thank you for your insight.
Nephew's still here, too.
And also, Mr. Solutions, I appreciate, his contribution to the conversation. You know, I think that, maybe a lot of what he has to say, some people can, view that as a little bit controversial. His viewpoints on certain stuff is not different from a lot of what you're seeing a lot of these days in the manosphere on YouTube and other social media platforms. I will say this though, and then I'm not gonna say nothing more about it. While I appreciate his contribution, there were some parts of that that whole thing that I did not appreciate. I do feel like at one point when him and Ms. Gigi were interacting with each other, she became a little bit, in her feelings, and she has her right to feel that however she feels. But he came off to me, in my opinion, a little bit condescending. Specifically when one part of his conversation, when he started to spell what he had said, I think that was condescending and unnecessary, and I did not appreciate that. So while I appreciate the input, I think he added some good value to the conversation. I just think that he might want to work on his delivery a little bit because it could come off, condescending. But I digress. That's all I have to say about that.
Him and Miss Gigi got history.
Oh, okay,
but
maybe I'm not.
But listen.
Let me spell what that means, sir.
Miss Gigi, we lost her, so she'll be back next week.
So what's the next topic? What do you want to move on to?
Yeah, that's what I'm getting ready to. That's what I'm getting ready to ask. I'm getting ready to hit you with one of my topics.
Mm-hmm.
Can
we talk about
if a man, some
fun?
What?
Can we talk about
sex? Can we talk about what?
Fun?
Yeah, we
can
ready to get to this
set. Guys.
Oh, my God. Do I know you?
I don't have anything to contribute to this topic. I just really want to know. So I don't know if y'all are, familiar
all right, go ahead.
With that show.
Go ahead.
What's that show? Black Ink Crew? They have a Chicago version of it. And it was this dude who was on a show named Four. He's now
We got four men on here, so go ahead. Four or five.
So I
want to
get
from
all
y'all.
What
you want to know?
Dude on there from Chicago named Four. He's a rapper. He was on the show. He's now he started an OnlyFans, and he's now into some stuff, some different stuff sexually. So a few weeks ago, he had posted on IG a picture of him in a cage. He's naked in a cage, and he said he says that he's been a bad boy, and he's been placed in a cage, right? So I watched the interview with him. And he was saying that he's into what is it called, BDSM and threesomes. And they got on a subject, which is on your flyer, Jay Sean, of basically of butt play. And something called
pegging.
Pegging. spoke, and he said that he's not gay. Pagan. Yes. So he said that he's not gay. It was a straight female who introduced him to butt play. And my question is, because me personally, I feel like I could not, you know, be in a relationship or have any kind of engagement in a man who was like with a man who was interested in me playing in his ass. So my question is, does that make you, what are your thoughts on that? Does that make the man gay? Does he have gay tendencies?
That's one of my topics.
What's up?
One of my topics is if you're a man and you let a female put her finger in your butt, do that make you gay? That's exactly the same thing what you're saying. So before we get into that, you said that you couldn't do it or you wouldn't do it because you find that as making a man gay.
I don't find it as making him gay. It's just for my taste, if you're interested in, you're more interested in like butt play of any kind rather than like, you know, I'm trying to like fix my words, but you said this is uncensored, right? If you're more interested in me playing in your ass than you're fucking me and my pussy, that's a problem for me.
But look, but who said more interesting? What about if you and a man and y'all just y'all having sex and you doggy style and then you missionary and then you riding him, mm-hmm. then you reverse riding him and then he eating you and then you blowing him. And then you might start licking his ass. He might start licking your ass, and stuff like that.
In his ass?
And then to get to that. That's not saying it's more, like he more
no,
interested
I'm not
in that.
That's like fine. I'm just saying like if on average, like say out of 10 times that we have sex. 8 of those times you're asking me to put something in your ass, that's an issue for me.
That might be different.
That's an issue for me.
Well,
let's hear it, fellas. Like, what's your thoughts on butt play?
I'm telling you, would you be willing to do that? Would you be willing to put your finger in a man's ass?
I have put my finger in the man's ass.
Okay, did you look at him like he was gay?
Not at first. Until like it started to become a regular request, and I didn't look at him like. I can't say I looked at him like he was gay. I just looked at it at because I don't like. I'm very like open, like you know, sexually fluid, so to speak. And so I just looked at it more as like, all right, this is some shit that he's clearly into that is not really my cup of tea. You know, I'm willing like to like.
How about a finger in your ass?
What about it?
I'm saying
all day and twice on Fridays. What do you mean? What about a finger in my ass?
What you just say? All day and what?
And twice on Friday.
So I have a comment,
Hold up. Fellas. We got one.
We ready for it. Where they at?
You got one. What are you talking about?
I think she's dealing with a bisexual type situation.
I ain't dealing with no situation like that anymore.
Nah. Go ahead. Evagine, you got the line. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. So I have a question. Ready?
We know you like the finger, Evagine. We know.
No. Here's my question. Ray
we know,
said
I can tell.
She had a question. Hold on a minute, Kayshawn. Ray said she had a question for
you. Were finger the hell out of man. I know.
Jayshawn, put it in your mouth. Listen carefully.
Ark, you went to that?
Listen carefully. Rayshawn said, Ray, I'm sorry, not Rayshawn. Ray said, Jayshawn, you know what?
Go ahead.
It's 10:25. It's about that time. Ray said she had a question for the men, and you thankfully, happily said, no problem, there's four or five of them. She asked the question, and you flipped it on her. So it's okay. She answered. She asked the question to the four or five men that you have on your show that you are willing right now to allow to answer. Why you keep flipping to expose on women and the things that they do? This is just an observation from my end. But, you know, just saying.
No. It sounds like you really want to know. Okay, well, listen, hold up. Everybody, hold up. Time out. Shaggy, you on the line?
Yeah.
Trey, you on the line? Trey, you
on
the line?
Come on, man.
Trey. Let me see if Dre on the line. Dre, you on the line? Okay, Dre not on the line. Omar, you on the line?
I don't hear that stove clicking. You already know where I'm at.
You
on front and center.
All right, you on the line. Mr. Solution, you on the line?
At this juncture, regrettably, yes.
And I'm on the line. So we got four men. And Evajane wants to know. So we got to do this. Okay. We'll start with me.
Evajane just highlighted Ray's question. Right, Ray? That was your question.
I'm giving you what you want. One second. So I'm asking myself first, Jayshawn. Have a woman ever put her finger in your ass? My answer is...
That wasn't the question.
See, I didn't get personal. You asked me, and because, like, I'm not squeamish like that, I'm open. I didn't care about answering. I didn't ask y'all that. I asked, what were your views on, like, men who, like, indulge in, like, butt play and does that, like,
I know that, but let me deal with it the way I want to deal with it.
Jayshawn, do you like
Hold on. Let me deal with it the way I want to deal with it. One second. Man, it's just a butt question.
That ain't sound right, son.
One second. Jayshawn, have a woman ever put her finger in your ass? I gotta say, yes.
I'm hanging up.
Okay, so hold on. All right, Omar, have a woman ever put her finger in your ass?
No, but she's licked my ass.
No, I'm just asking you about this finger. Yes or no?
Now you want to say
she licked your ass. Look,
I mean, but
wink,
that's facts.
Hold up. She licked your ass, but she didn't put your finger in your ass, right?
But that was an accidental situation.
But look, if ain't nobody accidentally licked your ass. Listen, hold up. If you wink, you fuck. That's it.
Pause. Now you gotta hit a big pause on that.
Hold on. Shadi. All right. One finger. One at lick. All right. Shadi.
You can't be acting no married man.
You ever had a finger in your ass?
You can't be acting no married man now. You out of pocket.
I'm out of pocket? What do you mean? It's an adult show.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just asked you, Ray. You answered it. You said yes.
I'm a married woman.
If I asked Gigi, his wife probably would say yes.
Well, I'm answering what Ray asked.
You answer what I asked.
I'm answering what Ray asked. If somebody start, you know, wanting something stuck in their butt, what would happen?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because you said a finger, okay.
I'm just asking you if a woman ever played with your ass with a finger. That's all.
I had a lot of drunk nights. I don't remember.
Yeah, right. That's my answer.
All right, hold on, everybody. We need a fucking drum, Dre. I thought Dre was on the line. We need a fucking
hold
drum
on,
roll
Mr.
for this.
Hold on, didn't answer the question.
Hold on, we need a drum roll for this one. That's what I'm saying, Mr. Solution.
I'm muting myself.
Mr. Solution.
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Okay, good. You the deciding vote on this shit. Have a woman ever played with your asshole?
Absolutely not. And the only way that that has ever occurred is with a doctor examining the prostate. And I will say this, Miss Ray could work on her delivery. Close quote.
My delivery of what? What exactly did I deliver to you?
See how subjective that can be? You don't agree with that.
Shit.
But anyway,
go ahead with the question.
I've answered the question, so there you go. Look, I'm just kidding with you,
question, but let's move on.
I'm just kidding with you.
Okay.
Oh, man.
I hope you can take a joke.
I'm good. I'm good. We good over here?
Yes. But, yeah, let me just say this as an extension. May I say this as an extension, Jay Sean?
Yes, sir.
The anus is an exit chute, and it's not to be played with. It is very harmful. There are pathogens. It's just not sanitary at all. And so this is one of the problems with, quote-unquote, homosexual sex. And, it should not be used in that way. And I think that is a Christian interpretation, by the way, Miss Ray.
Amen.
She just said that is she cool with that both ways, Mr. Solution? So let's keep
right.
God
and I think that is very suspect if a man wants that. And I don't even agree that it's a good idea for a woman to engage in that because it's not healthy. It's quite unhealthy. It's easy to damage.
It's easy to damage the colon tissue
and get an infection and so on and so forth. It wasn't made for that purpose.
You was married before, right, Mr. Solution?
Right.
Okay, well, hey, you never know.
Well, there's a Christian doctrine that says marriage is honorable among all and let the marriage bed be undefiled. But we are supposed to use our good sense, our good judgment. And I just think that, as a general rule, should be off limits. There are plenty of other things to do. Besides going there, would you agree, Miss Ray?
Yes, I agree.
Oh, it had to happen.
Dre, you here? Trying to hold on 1 second. Maybe I got the wrong one. Somebody trying to go live. Wait 1 second. Seven, four, six, eight. Maybe I think he muted. Seven, four, six, eight. Okay, he having problems. Let me see. 1 second. 1 second, anybody. Oh no, he got lost. He won't be able. He won't be able to get back on. It's after 10, so he can't get. Anyway,
Oh, you can take. You can put me on three way.
Who did?
Deshaun.
Who did?
That's
Dr. J.
Yeah, that sounds like Dr. J.
Hello?
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 Who is this?
Jay Sean.
Is
the
show?
Who is?
Dr. James. How
What's
you
up,
doing?
Dr. James?
Yeah, I heard something about what y'all was talking about, but sound kind of a little bit mature for me. What are y'all talking about?
A finger in the butt.
Finger. We are all
if you're
mature,
listening
so
from another device, you have to turn it down because you're echoing.
My
we
phone?
Are what?
If somebody's online and they're listening to the podcast from another device, they have to turn it down because they're echoing.
What I'm saying is,
hold on one second, that's a very mature topic. Dre's back on the line, everybody, just to let you know. I'm just putting that disclaimer out there. Sorry to cut you off, Dr. James.
Yeah, I'm just saying that's a very mature topic. Now,
we all grown.
I would say that's something like you know, but I ain't never did that.
How old are you?
I'm a grown man, 63 years old. Yeah,
how old are you?
63. Hold on 1 second. 63. There's a lot of noise in here. Hold 63. On. The kids is in here. Hold on 1 second. Let me go in this other room because my granddaughter and them, they talking.
Yeah, you better.
But
you 63.
I ain't never did that before
okay.
in my life.
All right, well, listen. Well, hold on. You 63 and you never experienced that. Right?
No.
Have you ever choked a female?
No.
Have you ever pulled a woman's hair?
Maybe. Yeah.
Called the dirty names?
What kind of game?
Called her dirty names while you was having sex with her.
Probably.
Nah, man, nah.
You
got too many maybes and probablys. If you ask me shit, I'll be
five
like,
kids,
yes,
though.
Yes, yes.
I got
you
five
you
kids.
You can't be like probably. You can't be like probably, maybe, maybe. Either you did or you didn't.
Well, if I say probably, maybe, and all that, most likely I didn't.
So you
I got
never pulled
kids,
the woman's
so I know
hair.
Where to put it.
You never pulled the woman's
what?
Hair. You never called the woman dirty names. You never played with her ass. You never smacked
well,
her ass. You
nah,
never
I ain't saying all that.
Choked her.
I never.
You
that,
never
that
choked
last
her.
One. I've done that.
Which one?
And what else?
Which one?
The last one you said.
Say it.
He's talking
smack
about.
It.
I think
smack
he around his grandkids.
No, let him say
it.
Let him say it. Let him say it. Let him say it.
My grandkids is in there, man. But smacking it. Smacking
huh?
It. You smacking said smack
ass.
It, right? Yeah, I did it.
Okay. All right. That's nothing. That's nothing. We talking
well,
about
not
real.
That
we talking
man.
About.
I'm not no Don. I ain't never claimed to be no, you know, gigolo or nothing like that. Now,
but you 60 something years old though.
Yeah.
Man, you
should
have did it all by now. You should have did it all by now. You should have been smacked the hoe, pulled hair, urinated on him. Put your finger
oh
in their butt.
Oh, my God, man. I guess I missed.
Call
I
them dirty names.
Alea, shut up. That's my granddaughter. She listened to what I said.
I'm just playing.
I know, but I ain't never called no. I don't usually call women hoes and stuff like that. Alea, get out of here.
Don't be surprised. Don't be surprised. I tell people, you know, it's a lot of people, they won't even let they girlfriends and their wives listen to my show. They won't
yeah,
even
my,
let them listen
my
to my show.
Is asked questions.
But look. How
don't
old is her?
It's a
how
podcast.
Old is her granddaughter? How old is she? How old is she?
Huh? 18.
How old is your granddaughter?
That's why. Yeah. 18.
How old is she? She good. She good.
18.
Put her on the phone. Put her on the phone.
Nah, I ain't gonna put her on no phone.
I know that's
funny. I ain't put her on no phone. That girl, LA, you want to get on the phone?
Put her on the phone. I want
nah,
to.
Nah, you don't. Nah, she don't want. Don't. I don't want her talking like that, man.
I'm
don't
not
need her
talking
to talk
like
that.
Cause that's what I was doing.
LA,
that's
you can get on the phone and say
about.
You can say hi.
Put on the phone.
I'm on with a podcast. You don't know the people. He's talking
tell
about adult stuff.
I'm talking about real
shit. He ain't that much
shit.
Adult.
I'm not talking. I'm not going to disrespect
yeah.
nobody.
Yeah, yeah.
I ain't crazy.
They talking about sex, and you ain't. I don't. You go about your business, girl. If you want to listen, it's not. Come on, I'm serious. Sure.
Put on the phone.
No, nah, she gone. She ain't gonna talk on the phone.
Good.
She just like to bother me.
Okay. Well, anyway.
Anyway, listen. She a little bit. She
let's
just
get back
turned
to
18. You know, so I'm gonna leave that.
This is a solution.
This is the most raw and risque
I think I've ever heard your show get.
Strong J.
Yeah, this
that's
is this, this has got to be
thing.
On the bell curve. This has got to be the extreme. But, you know, I will say this. I'm one for communicating, and it is good if men
call
and women
Howard,
can.
Call me
ahead.
Howard Stearns. I'm the
oh,
black Howard
that
Stearns.
Guy is sick. Come on.
That's me
sick,
too.
But you know what? I think for men and women to talk about these things is really interesting. But I will say to the women, if you find a man who likes that, that's an opportunity for your little spidey sense to tingle. Because that is not a good sign for a man
mm-hmm.
liking things to be inserted in his rectum. That's not a good sign.
Let me tell you. Hold on. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you. Time out. I get tired of men. Not you, Mr. Solution, but I get tired of men thinking and saying what other people don't like. It's men out here right now that's married, and they think they wife is too good to be spanked, choked, pull her hair. No, matter of fact, I'll give you a better example of that.
Wait a minute. I agree with those now, within limitations.
Hold on. Go ahead. Females that I deal with, and I know females that like to be choked. I like females that like to be smanked, role play,
right?
Called dirty names. I could go on and on and on. And now they
dirty
married.
Names like what?
And,
give
hold
me an
up,
example
hold on,
of a couple of dirty names.
What'd you say?
Give me a couple of examples of dirty names. I'm not clear about the dirty names. The spanking, the choking, the pulling the hair, I'm okay with that. But what about the dirty names?
So you really telling me to give you examples of dirty names that I call women when I'm fucking them? Is you really doing
give me
that?
An example. Give me a couple of examples. You,
nah,
they can be milder
not
examples, but give me a couple
nah.
of examples.
Nah, I'm not a hoe. I can't do that.
The big Jay Sean copping
like
out. Come on.
You can give some examples of dirty names.
No.
Give some examples. I mean, you're the one who always wants everybody to instantiate shit. Instantiate this. Give me an example of a name that you would call. I'm just curious.
Nah, I'm cool.
That's appropriate.
No one's going to think lesser of you,
believe me.
Oh my God!
You trying to get dirty talk 101.
You've already gone there. I mean, give me a break. Yeah,
for real.
Just give me a couple of dirty names that you use. I'm not sure what names you would utilize, so give me a couple. I mean, if you have a couple, maybe you don't, but I think anything can be done in propriety, or a lot can
okay,
be done
listen.
In propriety.
Listen,
so give
listen.
Me a couple
I'll
of give, examples. Go ahead.
I'll give you a dirty name. If you tell
okay,
me.
Okay, give it to me.
If what's your example? If you was having sex with a woman right now and you was caught up in the emotion and you wanted to call her a dirty name, you give me an example of a dirty name that you would say. And then I would.
Now, wait a minute. Let's not play gymnastics. You brought it up. I agree with the smack on the ass. I agree with the hair pulling, mild hair pulling, and mild choking, okay? I agree with those. Now, you also mentioned dirty names. So give me a damn example, Jay Sean. Stop copping out.
Listen to Yvonne Janae back there cheering you on. I've never thought I'd hear that before on this podcast.
Well, look here. A lot of these women are more fans of mine than you think. Some of them will put on this outer veneer, but they agree with me a lot more than
they
demonstrate. Go ahead.
They love you.
Yeah, I know, but give me the name right now. I'm interested in that right now. What's the name? The dirty name, excuse me.
It's not
I'm trying
name,
to up my game,
said.
Damn it,
it's
Jay Sean.
I know you are. Give me a minute.
All of you are talking at the same time, and I'm not hearing anybody. Go ahead.
Oh, shit. This is wow.
Now, I'm not trying to put you on the spot. That's not my intention.
I don't really think you're on the spot.
I think you're just stalling
nobody,
and bullshitting.
Not at all.
But go ahead. Give me the names
so we
can move on. Give me a couple of names.
Listen. It's no name that I would say. I would say, now I'm going to tell you what I would say. You got a pencil?
No, I don't need a pencil. Just go ahead. I'll record it. Eidetic imagery. Go ahead.
I might say something like, take this dick, bitch.
Wait a minute, what? Say that again. Blog Talk drowned you out.
Take this dick.
Olay, stop screaming on the phone.
Somebody doesn't want you to want to hear you say it. Say it again real fast so they won't interrupt you.
You would never get me to say that three times. You're not pimping me. You're not pimping me.
He would say, take this.
Okay. Miss Ray, you're very vocal. What did he say?
That's not Ray. That's Evagine.
This is Ray.
Evagine. Okay, go ahead.
No, this is
my
co host.
Go ahead.
He said that he would say
Ray?
When he's fucking a female. Yeah, this is Ray.
Yeah.
When he's fucking a female,
Ray.
He would say, take this dick, bitch.
Okay. All right, that's one. What's another one? That's not too out of bounds.
I would say, fuck me.
Be creative on this one. Go ahead. What?
Fuck me. Fuck me, bitch. Fuck me.
Fuck me, bitch.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, see, look. Kind of anticlimactic. That's not earth-shattering. But okay, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
They love it.
I'm on the phone.
Take this dick, bitch. Fuck me, ho. Fuck me.
You would say ho?
You know what I'm saying?
Wait. You would say ho or whore?
Ho. Not whore.
You know, I've had women to grab my hand and like, you know, in the center of my palm, just kind of grind in it and say, I want you to rape me. Now, that's kind of in the aftermath of Danielle Steele, because you know that Danielle Steele and 50 Shades of Grey are really porn for women. It's kind of acceptable social porn, right? But look, I think it's great when a woman is in touch with her femininity and sexuality. That's one of the major things that interests a man in a woman, is her femininity and her sexuality. And I always say this, I'm just going to throw this, and I hope it hits where it should. The way a woman best keeps her man is to keep his belly full and his balls
empty. Hey.
See, now you fuck, and Mr. Salusa, you fuck. I was on a roll. You fuck with me now. You had me on a roll.
Now okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. I'll step back. Go ahead.
No. You had me on a roll. Now I'm visualizing having sex with somebody. You know what I'm saying? So when I'm visualizing.
Okay, well, calm yourself just for the purposes of the show.
No, listen, fuck the algorithm. Look, listen.
Yo, what is happening? What is going on?
Look, listen.
Well, it is Big Daddy Johnson.
I'm telling all the people on this phone. I'm telling all the listeners, the people that we still have, stop playing. Females love aggressive men. Yo, listen, I got females that love to be. I got females that love to be choked when they come, when they having an orgasm. I don't know why.
Oh, I know why.
Why?
Know exactly
oh,
what. Well, because
you
when the oxygen is
Mr.
cut
Mr.
off,
Mr.
it, it
Mr.
heightens the or, orgasmic response. But look here, one has to be
you
a little bit
bitch?
Careful with that, especially if you're a strong man, if you're a powerful man. But a little bit of light choking,
No, 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 no.
Okay, let me just tell you why. I've heard of some women who died from that.
Yeah,
I've heard of some cases where women have died from that.
Yo.
Yeah, he's right there.
Yo.
He's right.
So you got to be careful with the choking, especially if you are.
You saw Rocky before, right? You saw Rocky?
Rocky?
If she died.
I didn't hear what you said. Say it again.
Rocky,
what did he say, Miss Ray? Maybe we have to translate a little bit here.
No, the Rocky movie. The Rocky movie. When it got,
that's
Draco
what I thought you said.
Russia.
Yes, I saw there were several series. I saw those. Go ahead.
You remember when he said, if she dies, she dies.
Oh, well, you know what? Now, this will come.
No,
this
no,
is
no,
where
no.
a high value man comes in. If you have sufficient money and financial resources, and that does happen, one can get off. That is an excusable offense.
Well, it is.
I'm just saying it's an excusable offense. You didn't mean to do it. It just happened during the course of passion.
But listen, hold on.
There was no malice or forethought.
But listen, hold on. Time out. We not going there. Let's stay on choking the bitch and dirty names and pissing on them and pulling it.
I don't know if I go there.
I don't think I go
for the degradation like the urinating defecating on. I'm out on that. I'm not in on that.
That's why you're going to stay where you at. You're going to stay over there with $1 million and Home Alone.
Well, look here, you got to realize that's an ignorant statement, by the way.
What are you
going to
do with a woman that's been a peanut?
Hold on.
Remember this. A man of means chooses his environment. A man of means has options.
No.
Always.
An escort service,
Well, that's fine. Let me say, look, do you know what dating is? Dating is legalized prostitution, okay? That's what dating is.
Exactly.
Dating is legalized prostitution.
Hold up, man. Hold up. Time out. You keep going south.
No, I just responded to what you said.
No, you keep talking about something.
I throw the bullshit flag on that. I say dating is legalized prostitution. Dating is escorting.
Is you gonna pull a bitch here and call her a hoe?
Okay. I told you I go along with pulling the hair. I don't know about the hoe part. Maybe that could be incorporated.
I need your ghetto pass then. You revoke.
I don't necessarily correspond to
Ray.
That. I mean,
Ray.
I'm totally down with that. Hold on. I'm totally down with jerking of the hair and mild choking. And a little bit of slapping.
Listen.
I'm okay with a little bit of slapping. Not hard,
listen,
though. Just kind of light.
Mr. Lucy, you asked me something a little while ago, right?
Right, but I just gave you a bonus. You didn't include what I just said.
Hold on. You asked me something. You said, Jay Sean, I know you're not on the spot, and I answered you, right?
After a lot of prodding, I had to use a cattle prod to get you to respond, but go ahead.
Okay. All I want you to do for me is
hold on, Jay Sean. But I just gave you one. I said mild slapping. Did you hear me?
Okay. Yes. But listen.
Okay. Go ahead.
I want to hear you say something for me. Or I want to hear you say, take this dick, bitch.
Well, I don't need to say it. I mean,
Come on.
I told you that's not objectionable to me.
No, hold on. I
probably would incorporate that. And I don't know, maybe I've said that. I don't know. Or something close to it.
Okay, well, let us hear it. Let us hear it. Let us hear it.
No. That's sufficient.
I have expressed it sufficiently.
Go ahead. Move on to the next item.
This dick hole. You made me say it. Let me hear you say.
No. See, look, you are a master at shifting. What I asked you to do was to explain what you meant, and listen to what I'm saying, because it's not the same thing. I simply ask you, what was dirty talk? It's axiomatic. It's self-explanatory what pulling the hair, slapping on the ass, and mouth choking. Those are self-evident. I ask you what kind of dirty talking, because you hadn't explained
it. So the two are not parallel.
You're combining things
take
that are not
Well, I'm not going to say that.
Because see, I'm not in the frame of mind to say that.
Come on, say it.
Okay, he's not home.
That's Tito going back to Jay Sean.
Take this dick off. Say it.
Nah, move on. I'm not going to say that.
Come on. You made me say something.
Yeah.
I requested that you explain yourself. Hold on. I didn't tell you what to say.
Wait a minute, Jay Sean.
Let me clarify. Clarity is very important, even if there's no agreement. I didn't make you say anything. I simply asked you to clarify what you had already said. That's all.
Okay, look, Mr. Luke.
Listen. Let's talk about it all.
Listen, repeat after me, Mr. Lucian. Listen, Mr. Lucian. Look.
You might as well move on. It's redundant.
What you're asking me is redundant. Hold on.
The best I told you is that I may incorporate that into my bad boy persona.
No, you too proper. Listen. Listen.
City boys up.
Listen. Let's do this together. We're gonna do this together, Mr. Solution. Listen, everybody. Listen. Hold up. Repeat after me. Look how I say that, like I'm saying that, maybe on two or three shows down the line, I'm thinking about incorporating that.
I haven't totally decided upon it. So listen. Don't try to force something that doesn't fit.
One second. Listen, I'm trying to teach you something. Listen, from a mentor.
Well, you're teaching me a lot, so be satisfied with that.
But look how I say this. I'm saying this takes a lot of practice to do this. But you're not going to say it the way you're saying it now.
You're going to say it with passion,
right? I am. Check me out.
Okay, go ahead.
Check me out, man. Just look. Yo, like, take. You know, take this dick. Oh, you can
now watch
do that.
This. The amazing thing is, we're doing this, or at least I am, without alcohol, without the aid of alcohol. Can you believe that?
No, I don't give a fuck.
No alcohol is involved. Amazing.
I don't know. I can't see with nobody. You might have a martini.
No. I'm not drinking anything. And you know I only drink medicinally.
I'm sober.
So I'm not even drinking medicinally. All I have beside me is water, H2O. That's it.
Yo, take. Avajane, you on the line?
I think you lost her. But look, Jay Sean, let me say this to you.
You have an amazing ability,
if you can hear me, you have an amazing ability to get women out of their or into their erogenous zone. Amazing. That's fantastic.
You're imagining it, you hear? Who here? Ray,
in a public setting, here? By the way.
Ray, you still here?
I'm here.
How about Ivazine?
Of course
you
are.
Still here? I think we lost Ivazine.
She may be on mute. Who knows?
Damn, that's fucked up.
Listen, hear me, I said that's an amazing ability to get women into their erotic setting, because they usually shield it, in a public setting, to get them to talk about things such as this in a public setting. That's fantastic, I think.
Yeah, because,
let me ask
you
a question. If you smack the woman and choke the woman, don't you think she's going to hit you back? You don't think so?
Hit me back.
If you smacking her and all that, you don't think she's going to hit you back?
No, they actually love. Let me answer that. Let me take the lead on this, Jayshon, if you don't mind. May I?
Yeah.
No, you take the lead.
No, women love that because that swift smack on the ass.
Listen.
See, pain, there is a close association between pain and eroticism. But don't take that too far, because we don't want to get into the dominatrix and all that bullshit. But
Mr. Olson, you want to be freaky when you want to.
Absolutely, that's what it's all about.
We you want to be freaky when you want to.
That's what it's all about.
Okay.
And I was just explaining to the gentleman. To smack a woman on the ass, even a woman who doesn't initially like it, like I've done that, and women have said, oh, stop, and then they'll ask for it later on, right? They love that.
I'm aggressive, Mr. Solution. I'm aggressive.
Well.
Don't play around with me. I'm choking you. I'm a very aggressive when I'm having sex, and women love
it. I don't always use all of those at the same time, though. I'm not saying that you do either. But usually the smack on the ass is the most common.
No, you talking about a little peck. You playing around.
No. I'm talking about turning that ass red. But anyway, look, that's about the limit of my participation. But there you go.
I have a question. So, like, when you guys do that, right? Is it more for your own pleasure, or you think that's what the woman likes? Is it for her pleasure? The choking and the slapping and everything else and the
her pleasure.
Does that turn you on when you say that, Jayshon? Take this big dish. Does it do something for you?
No, it don't really turn me on. I'm telling you, the female that I was dealing with, she used to take my hand and put it on her neck. I didn't really get off.
I asked you about that. I asked you when you told her to take this big bitch, did it turn you on?
To be honest with you, I gotta keep it real. When I'm having sex and I get to the point where I start talking like that, it's like I'm in a trance, and I want to conquer. I want to devour. I want to prove my presence as a man, not disrespectfully, but I just want to, I want to be the alpha. You know what I mean?
So it's more about like,
when I get
like proving your position, not really like turning. It's more about like you, you know, staking your claim and proving your position, not really like you being turned on sexually.
No, it's more like I'm being an alpha.
Okay.
It don't really turn me on and stuff like that, but I don't like an aggressive woman. I don't like a woman aggressive in the bed unless she's trying to meet my aggression. If she's trying to meet with my aggression, that's cool. But if she just trying to be aggressive, I'm not cool with that. You not no small woman, right? Right?
Hello?
Ray.
Say that again.
You not no small woman, right? You not a small woman, right?
I'm tall. I'm thick. I'm 5'10".
How tall are you?
5'10".
Okay, you are tall. So in bed, do you like your man to be aggressive, to be in control?
Absolutely.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about then. You like your man to be in control? Damn it, I'm gonna be in control. That's what I'm talking about. And where I say in control, I mean like physically, like I mean like missionary, doggy style, reverse doggy style, riding me, pulling hair, smacking ass, calling dirty names, choking. And if you feel like you want to choke me, do that. Whatever I do to you, if you feel like you want to do that to me, do that to me.
So you would be okay with a woman smacking your ass?
Smacking my ass? Yeah.
Okay.
Choking me, smacking my ass, whatever. I don't care.
It wouldn't make you feel emasculated in any way?
Ray, I have a question for you just briefly. Look, now you are tall or taller than the average American man at 5'10".
Mm-hmm.
You're